free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Friday, February the 7th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at some new news that's happening with the coronavirus. And folks, this is my biggest fear about it. Regardless of whether this is fake or real, regardless of whether this was an accident or deliberate or organic, and I think that's the least of the possibilities that it's something organic, or regardless of whether or not how serious this is. And it's difficult to gauge because the only sources that we have in this are the government sources that we can't trust and people who are trying to push mandates on us for vaccinations. People like the Daily Beast, for example. Actually, they're using this to try to pivot to flu shots. Yeah. But as we look at this, my biggest concern is quarantine, because quarantine exacerbates the problem, in my opinion. And we'll give you some data points about that. We just have had this morning, a panic about a New Jersey cruise ship that has landed, a Royal Caribbean cruise ship with 12 passengers who've been quarantined with concern over the coronavirus. And there's a couple of things that are interesting about this. First of all, they are, the concern is because they're Chinese and sick with a cold and fever. And we've had situations all over the world where cruise ships have been quarantined because of those very conditions. Fortunately, in most of the cases, it has turned out that, no, they don't have a coronavirus. They've got a cold or a flu, and they happen to be Chinese. But the thing I find interesting about this is the reaction from American authorities. First of all, as it's reported by 6ABC in New Jersey, they call themselves Eyewitness News, of course. And Eyewitness News, they said, was there as the ship Anthem of the Seas arrived at 6 a.m. Friday in thick fog. I guess they were just happened to be hanging out on the deck, the port. These people were perp walked out by the CDC, who had notified the media. CDC officials were there. They were on hand to greet the arriving ship. So evidently had some people on board the ship. Doctors looked at this and said, we've got some Chinese people with fevers. And they contacted the CDC. The CDC then contacted news, because, you don't want to let any crisis go to waste, real or imagined. Passengers, all Chinese nationals, started exhibiting symptoms aboard the ship, returning from the Bahamas. There's no indication that any of the passengers actually have the coronavirus. They have been quarantined out of an abundance of caution. That's what I'm concerned about. Quarantined out of an abundance of caution. We'll talk about what reports of quarantine out of China look like. And, again, we've had, cruise ships that have been quarantined, specifically the two that are near Tokyo and near Hong Kong. And as I said before, if you stop and think about this, we have a lot of elderly people on cruise ships, a lot of people who, are kept in close, quarters and so forth. My recent experience, they were handing out hand sanitizer every opportunity. I mean, the thing's posted all over the place. Not that that does any good. I don't think that hand sanitizers even work for bacteria, let alone for a virus. So if somebody's got a cold or flu and they're shut up in there, it's going to spread, and it's going to be even worse the longer you quarantine people. My biggest concern is, how do I stay out of a quarantine, frankly? We'll be right back. Talk more about this, and stay with us. We'll be right back.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists, because I'm committed to a future for humanity, and I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar, and you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Friday, February the 7th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host, and we have a breaking situation in New Jersey. We have an arriving cruise ship, a Royal Caribbean cruise ship, landed in New Jersey, the Anthem of the Seas. They just returned from the Bahamas, and they have 12 passengers on board that have been taken into quarantine. The CDC was there to take them off, and the CDC had notified the news to come and film it. And we have some, do we have some video of that as that's happening? They started exhibiting symptoms aboard the ship. These are people who were Chinese nationals. They're taking them off in a stretcher. And so they have quarantined them, they say, out of an abundance of caution. Meanwhile, we have other cruise ships. We have the one, the Diamond Princess, that's near Tokyo. 3,700 people on board that ship. This has been 2 weeks of quarantine, and they've had now 10 more people confirmed as sick with the coronavirus, in addition to 10 others who tested positive on Wednesday. The 10 will be dropped off as the ship docks and transferred to nearby hospitals for further treatment and testing. Officials said on Friday that so far 61 people from the cruise ship there in Tokyo had the coronavirus. One individual who is still able to contact people through the Wi-Fi or whatever on board said it's not going to be a luxury cruise. It's going to be like a floating prison. And this is my biggest concern about this, regardless of what the origins are. Yesterday I had on John Rappaport. He has looked at the history of these previous outbreaks, things like SARS, things like the swine flu, and deconstructed them along with Cheryl Atkinson and other whistleblowers who said, nah, they really inflated this. It's not really, this is, you know, the real risk that we had from the swine flu with people who were damaged by the vaccines that were rushed to market. And so he's been very cautious of this as he came on yesterday. He said, my bottom line in all of this is that Wuhan is one of the most polluted cities on Earth, especially in terms of air pollution. And so you have this toxic mix of air pollution that you can basically, you know, you can't see anything in that city. And that's was about to result in an uprising this last summer. And they've had situations where the population, after people have been severely damaged or killed right after having vaccines, because, you know, even though we get a great deal of medicine from China, they have a lot of quality control issues. And when people get damaged in China and they realize where this is coming from, they don't go to a lawyer. They grab the pitchforks and the torches and they drag these officials out of their homes and beat them for vaccine damage and so forth, or for other types of drugs where they're damaged. And so that was starting to happen with the air quality control. John believes that perhaps this is being exaggerated to cover up that aspect of the issue. So we'll take a look at the different sides of this. We now have the guy who they punished severely, an ophthalmologist who contracted the disease and said, I've identified a new kind of virus or whatever. They told him to shut up. They punished him with social media, like I just talked about yesterday, the MMA fighter in China who embarrassed some of their venerated traditional martial arts masters who were making claims that they couldn't back up. And because he defeated them and was vocal about it, they completely destroyed his life. And now they're saying, amidst these war conditions, if you don't go to quarantine, we are going to nail you to the cross of shame. That's literally what they're putting out in press releases now. And that's what they did to this doctor who has now died of the virus, which is what they're saying. So it's very difficult to understand what's going on in China because they are such an authoritarian regime. They're so incredibly poor. The people have incredibly bad health care. As I look at these hospital conditions, my first reaction was not really so much of a, whoa, can you imagine? Because you're comparing this to an American hospital. And I've been in China. I've seen what their roads look like compared to American roads. I've seen what their Walmarts look like compared to American Walmarts. So I can only imagine what their hospitals look like compared to American hospitals on an average day. And I do think that this is stepped up. They are having some kind of an epidemic that is going on there. The streets are empty. But a lot of that is by fear and mandates from the Chinese government. So it's still very difficult to understand what's going on with it. I'm leaning toward it being some kind of an accident from the bioweapon lab. I don't think that it's a coincidence that that bioweapons lab was right there. I don't think it was a coincidence that they were working on delayed reactions to coronavirus and other things as they published, and its interaction with bats. And that they would have a cover story about bat soup. I mean, a lot of this stuff is very, very suspicious, and it's coincidence that you go, oh, well, it started people eating bat soup at the food market, and they punished severely the reporter who reported that. And yet they probably planted that story with her. And they have a lot of influence over our social media companies. And so Twitter banned Zero Hedge for talking about this biological microbiology professor who was working on bats and coronaviruses and publishing that. You know, you're getting banned. They're banning people off of Twitter now because Jack Dorsey doesn't like what they're saying, even though they're publishing public information. The information about this guy working in Wuhan was public. They posted a job application and they posted what his specialty is. And this is just a short distance from the alleged center, the market where this came out. They were punished for that, just like you had Project Veritas punished because they responded to questions from a reporter saying, oh, you don't have any proof that these guys work for Bernie. It's like, well, here's the public FEC record. So you put something up that is part of their LinkedIn profile. You put up something that is public information on the FEC files. You put up their job applications, their public CV. It doesn't matter. You know, if they don't like what you're showing, that's the whole issue. It isn't that you're doxing anybody. When you put up public documents to back up your story, that's not doxing anybody. It's just underscoring a story that they don't want to have told. But again, regardless of where this is, and like I said, I lean toward this being something that has to do with this Wuhan Institute somehow. Whether this is as serious as we're being told, I'm not convinced of that yet. If people are given the right kind of health care. I mean, and we have that Daily Beast article said, look at this, the thing that's killing more people than the coronavirus. Everybody's panicking about the coronavirus, but it's the flu that you ought to panic over. It's like, no, you ought to panic over the flu vaccine. That's the big lie. That's the big lie. But meanwhile, as we look at what's happening on these cruise ships, again, locking people into this situation, they have a total of 4 cruise ships have now been held up because of sick passengers. Last week, there was a false alarm aboard the Costa Smeralda when a female Chinese passenger displayed symptoms of the deadly virus. In other words, a cold and fever. That's the symptoms. Same symptoms that you get with anything else, but she's Chinese. So, you know, being sick with a cold while Chinese, they quarantined the entire ship. It was quarantined off the coast of Italy, While they conducted tests, they later discovered that she had the common flu, not the corona, novel corona, 2019. So the ship was allowed to embark for the rest of the journey. But when we come back, we're going to take a look at what these quarantine situations are. And again, it's when I look at this perp walk that the CDC did with these people that were just taken off the ship that landed in New Jersey, who they don't know for sure if they've got the coronavirus. Just understand, you know, they were quarantined in an abundance of caution. Are they going to do that to you too? If you're quarantined, is that going to exacerbate any kind of illness, regardless of how serious it is? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here reporting from the road on the incredibly dangerous developments concerning the coronavirus. It has now infected hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people. It is now spread across the entire planet. And, of course, we've now discovered that indeed it is man-made and engineered. We're covering it live, all with our team at Infowars.com/show and band.video. On top of that, we have the patented nanosilver that Congress, A&M, and Homeland Security have certified is able to take out the corona family viruses, the SARS. That's what it comes out of. We have that at 40% off despite the fact it's selling out in three different sizes at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's what I'm using, what my family's using as a frontline defense. Nothing's perfect except, you know, prayer and God's intervention. And we hope that this thing isn't as bad as it looks. But definitely we know why governments are panicking right now, because this is certainly a bizarre virus.
We now know that more than 60 million people are on total lockdown in China, and the food supplies and medical supplies are running out. We know the virus has already spread to more than a dozen countries, and many Chinese who escaped Wuhan are now confirmed to be arriving on the United States West Coast. We've now confirmed from major food suppliers across the United States that they've already run out of supplies of storable foods because of institutional and governmental buyers. That's right. The rich, the powerful, the elite, big corporations are now buying up food stores at alarming rates. InfoWars private labels for My Patriot Supply and ships right out of the very same factory. They called and let us know that they have bought food forward, but that's going to run out probably in a few weeks, and that people need to order now. They want to be able to get it within 7 to 10 days. But if people wait, it may end up being longer. But if you get your order in now at InfoWarsStore.com, you will be secured to get the food within 7 to 10 days. If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect, because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge. There's a lot of phony garbage out there in the world. A lot of people that never deliver. Well, I'm here to tell you, InfoWars has delivered in royal flush, in a handful of Ace of Spades, because of God, because of the audience of activists, and because of the great team at InfoWars. And we are all a team, ladies and gentlemen. So right now, humanity's awakening. It's explosive. It's powerful. It's incredible. But there's major obstacles coming down the road. And the only way we can effectively fight the NWO and stay in the game like InfoWars is, the tip of the spear, is your financial support. We make it really easy at InfoWarsStore.com. But I am blowing through our backup money right now with our reporters doing triple the work they ever have, because they volunteered to do it. And Owen and the rest of the crew will fight 18 hours a day, 7 days a week during this election year that's so critical, but they need the financing to put them in the field. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and fight for your own future.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yeah, well, they may be worrying about you. They're starting to use thermal drones now in China. I don't know. I have a hard time believing that these things are accurate enough to identify people. They got two drones. One is a thermal drone, and it's going to accurately measure your temperature. Then the other one's a loudspeaker. Go to detention. Go to jail, essentially. This is basically my greatest fear. As we see reports coming out of the New York Times, courts, various social media. One woman from New Zealand who's in Wuhan to visit her father said it's quite scary here. There's a shortage of medical supplies. There's a shortage of food. The shelves are empty. The New York Times points out people are lining up at pharmacies despite the fact they have signs on the doors saying they've sold out of everything. Protective masks, disinfectant, surgical gloves, thermometers. They line up to buy rice, fruit, vegetables from food stores that keep operating. Nearly all the other shops are closed. Then they shuffle home to wait out this 21st century siege. The unluckiest ones lie at home or in a hospital, stricken by pneumonia or fevers that could spell death linked to this coronavirus. One person said, I've started to lose track of the days. Is it Sunday? Is it Monday? You forget because all the normal activity has stopped. Ordinary people have just their families and their phones. A teacher said, millions of us have been put under quarantine for 7 days now, and this feels surreal. All entertainment shows have also been canceled by the government. That leaves only the news about the virus playing on a loop on television. I mean, this is straight out of 12 Monkeys. Every aspect of my life is constantly reminding me of a single fact. The virus outbreak is still very real. And this is for the people who aren't sick. So the people that are sick, the hospitals are turning them away. And yet, the officials are still rounding up more sick people. What's the point of that, right? I mean, there's a lot of conflicting insanity that's going on with this thing. So, again, this is China, but we've now had the CDC notify the news. They had some sick Chinese people on board a cruise going to the Bahamas. They landed in New Jersey, and at 6 a.m. in the morning, the news crews are there in the fog to film it because it was going to be a perp walk, or I guess you could say a perp stretcher roll as they took the people out on stretchers. So real or not, that is my greatest fear, is this kind of lockdown, which actually I think can make things worse. The New York Times says that Wuhan residents on Weibo, as they describe the highly censored but legal Chinese social media. You know, it's kind of like Weibo in China is kind of like Twitter for conservatives in America. It's legal, kind of. They may kick me off at any moment, but it's highly censored. They keep having my wife unfollow me without her authorization. Anyway, on Weibo, which is still there but heavily censored, they have denounced the camps as frigid and in very poor conditions that these people are being sent to. Doctors and nurses were not seen to be taking note of symptoms or distributing medicine. And they pointed out how this is being compared to what the Chinese have been doing. And a lot of people have been talking about these camps that they've set up for Muslims. Of course, they don't talk about the camps that they've set up for Christians or for Falun Gong. That's been going on for decades. But now that it's Muslims, everybody's concerned about it. I mean, even Breitbart doesn't mention Christians or Falun Gong. They just mention Muslims. And then, you know, the Pentagon is mentioning that this is Muslims are most highly affected by this. Yeah, they are. Yeah, they're rounding up all their Muslims, but they're pretty much rounding up all the Christians and knocking down the Christian churches as well. And they've been going after Falun Gong for the longest amount of time. But we only care about Muslims in the West. They're the only ones who have any rights. Survivors have described murder, rape, indoctrination, slavery, forced sterilization, organ harvesting from live humans. I'll point out, they don't mention that, but that's been very well documented by many whistleblowers. They take the organs out alive because it has more value to them. You know, fresher. You know, the way the abortionists at Planned Parenthood do it. And other human rights atrocities are taking place in these camps. And it's not just Muslims. It's Christians, Falun Gong. But as they have been doing this for quite some time, there's not much of a stretch for them to do this in the quarantine camps. And so it's hard to say. On the one hand, they have worked very hard to try to perhaps tamp down the numbers. You know, when you look at this, and I look at what the Chinese government's motivations on this are in terms of lying, I don't think that they would go, if they weren't concerned about this virus spread, I don't think that they would be shutting down the factories and so forth because they really want the money. And now that it's starting to trickle out with a shortage of auto parts and other things to the rest of the world, the Chinese are fighting, their whole economy is based on their exports. And as they shut down these factories, that is not in their best interest. So clearly there is something that they're concerned about here. Are they overreacting? Do they know what they're doing? It wouldn't be the first time that a centrally managed economy basically committed suicide. And we've seen this happen in China, especially. Remember Mao's Cultural Revolution? We're going to send everybody to the fields so we can grow more food. And then they had the greatest starvation ever. This is why we don't want the socialism that's being sold to us by Bernie Sanders and by Bootygate, by the way. Maybe I should start calling him Booty Marx, because he is talking to the Bernie people after Iowa and saying, you know, look, I'm the most progressive person here. It's, you know, part of what I am. And it is telling the truth when it comes to that. His father was a radical Marxist immigrant from Malta, I believe it was. But he went to Harvard, where he studied under a radical Marxist there, a guy who had named himself after Sacco and Vanzetti. He took the first name, Sacvan, because he wanted to honor those Marxists. And that Harvard professor's specialty was to essentially deconstruct America, paint America, especially its Christian roots, right? He wanted to tear America down by its Christian roots, which is the way that Bootygate started his campaign. What did he do? He went straight after the Christians. Part of being gay, part of being Marxists. So he is Booty Marx or Booty Gay. I don't know, but we'll talk about that coming up. But before we go to break, we look at what is happening in Wuhan. Still, they're rounding up people. WHO, The Who. Yeah, maybe we should have a theme song for them. Don't get fooled again by The Who. The World Health Organization, not the group. Don't get fooled again by the World Health. We've already had SARS and swine flu. Don't get fooled again by The Who. Anyway, they said they're going to ship 250,000 test cases to 159 labs across the world. In the U.S., the CDC on Thursday said that it would distribute a new test to diagnose coronavirus infection to state and international labs. And so it begins. We have the first people taken off of a ship in New Jersey. The CDC is getting involved, and now we have the Wuhan Institute of Virology, where I believe that it possibly all started, has submitted a patent to fight the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The demand for food has not let up. We are selling record amounts of it. Everybody else is basically already sold out, or they have giant wait lists. Our suppliers have it in-house. It's taken 7 to 10 days to deliver because, again, they have to package it. They're running 24 hours a day. But in a few days, they're telling me it may go to a longer wait if you haven't gotten your order in. So I wouldn't procrastinate. We wanted this virus to be petering out. We wanted it to just be hype. Looks like it is really, really bad and is man-made. And so that's why we're seeing the huge freak out. So get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. That helps fund our operation. It's insurance you can eat. A total 360 win. Again, get your food and actually get it delivered at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your order in. It's locked in, guaranteed 7 to 10 days. InfoWarsStore.com. And regardless, it funds the operation. We also have the immune guard with 40% off. We are going to sell out of that, but I'm just keeping it at that sales price. InfoWarsStore.com.
It's amazing that we have the only patented nano silver that's been found by Homeland Security to take out SARS, which is the same family as the coronavirus. We have it in our super silver toothpaste. We have it in our super blue toothpaste. We have it in the immune gargle products. And, of course, it's in the super silver wound gel that is sold nationally. We just private label it from the people that produce it, the nanotech company out of Colorado. And we have a stockpile of it, but we've already sold half of the stockpile of it. And I'm still offering the products at 40 to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com until they sell out, which most of these products are set to sell out within days or then about another week. So go to InfoWarsStore.com to get your immune gargle, to get the toothpaste, and to get the super silver wound gel. But the immune gargle is what is so important because you gargle with it and can also drink it. InfoWarsStore.com.
This should really be easier than it is. I'm not here giving you a sales pitch. I'm pointing out the way forward, things that I've discovered that I absolutely know work, that if you will listen to me and try them out for yourself, you will see how amazing it is. And then your support of the product we're selling will help you and will help us, and it's symbiotic. My friends, I harp and harp and harp about iodine because it's the good halogen, fluoride's the bad halogen, and people told me about it for years and I didn't listen. And I'm so thankful that finally I listened to Dr. Grip like 8 years ago and started taking true iodine, atomic iodine. We've got it back in stock X2, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm telling you folks, get it. It's amazing. Discover the benefits and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. You can't lose unless you don't take action. Well, it's here, the year 2020. World governments out in the open. We've got the predicted mass pandemics, and they're calling for global government as the answer. And we've got massive, huge censorship taking place that's coordinated by big tech and banks against people that promote America and guns and freedom and Jesus and the family and the protection of the unborn. Wow. Yes, now we know we're right. The New World Order's real. Satanism's real. The pedophile elite are real. But we're real as well, and we love God, and we're standing up and saying no. But I just want to make the point here, 1 month into 2020, that we have never been in Kansas. We have never been in some smallville place that didn't matter. Everything we do, every decision we make governs the future of our species and everything we've gone through and everything we're going to go through. So it's an incredible time to be alive. I'm going to thank you all for being aware and being involved. But just remember, your action now via prayer, word of mouth, and financial support of InfoWarsStore.com is critical. So please take action.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, there's a... been a couple of interesting twists in this coronavirus story. First of all, the cruise ship in New Jersey, a dozen Chinese nationals who developed flu-like symptoms on the cruise to the Bahamas. The CDC was there waiting for them and had notified all the press so they could all film them being taken off and make a big deal out of it today. And then out of China, we have the Wuhan Institute of Virology, along with the Military Medicine Institute of the People's Liberation Army, which are all one and the same there in Wuhan. You know, that biosafety level 4 lab that was, we had the Harvard chemistry chair who helped them build it for 5 years from 2012 to 2017. It opened up in 2017. The first thing they wanted to do was to test coronavirus and how bats have immunity to it and so forth, right? And then lo and behold, it breaks out in a market just a few miles from the institute, and it's blamed on bat soup. And now we have the People's Liberation Army have applied for a patent of a drug that previously they had developed with a company called Gilead Sciences. The drug was originally developed to treat the Ebola virus, but it was not effective. And now they say, well, we think it is effective for this because we gave it to a U.S. patient for compassionate use on the seventh day that this individual was sick. and their condition improved on day 8. So we're going to say this is effective, and we're going to patent it. And they're going to do a clinical trial of 270 patients who have mild and moderate pneumonia that they say is caused by the virus. That looks good. They're on the path to profits. Because, see, there's two different ways that you can do this, and this is what I find interesting. There is a compulsory license option where nations can override drug patents during national emergencies. China's not going that route. China wants to go the full private property patent. Yeah, communist China. That's why I say they're not communists. They are vulture capitalists. They are fascists. They have combined corporate business with an authoritarian government. And so they are going to seek a patent and not the compulsory license option. In other words, they're putting their private profits above public health. I can believe that they would do this, even if they thought it was serious, because these people don't care about anybody else, right? None of these people do. But still, it also makes you wonder about how serious they think it is. And so they're going to assert their intellectual property rights. Isn't that ironic that the Chinese communists, who basically have built an empire on open free trade, where they get a 10-to-1 advantage or more in terms of tariffs, and slave labor, and intellectual property theft, and manipulating currencies. That's basically what the China price is about, right? Open trade that is not balanced, it's not free trade. You know, it's not, we buy from you, you buy from us. No. They're gonna protect their markets with big tariffs, but we're supposed to leave ours down. If President Trump says we're gonna equalize that, we can equalize it at 25% or we can equalize it at 0%. You pick. And then Wall Street melts down. President Trump started a trade war. No. Wall Street did that a long, long time ago. For decades, they've been bombing our economy, these globalists. But it's not just that, and it's not just the currency manipulation, and it's not just the slave labor. It is the theft of intellectual property. And now these people say, oh, we think we got a drug here that just happened to come out of the same place that many of us believe they might have been working on that to start with. Again, you know, like I said, John Rappaport yesterday said, look, we got to understand this place is very poor. They have incredibly, incredibly bad air. That plays a big factor if people are coming down with respiratory disease, doesn't it? And it'd be a great thing for the Chinese government to come out and create a panic and then sell a drug that's patented and tell everybody, yeah, everybody's getting sick with this virus. And then create the panic and create the demand for this and then profit from it. But it'll be interesting to see how this develops. In Wuhan City, investigators have also been ordered to go to each home and check the temperature of every resident as well as conduct interviews with infected patients' close contacts. That's not going to spread it around, is it? I mean, these people, they may have some kind of a hazmat suit on when they go around and check people for temperature and conduct the interviews, but you think they're going to be completely decontaminating those hazmat suits when they go from one house to the next house? Or are they going to be spreading it from house to house as they walk along? Yeah. Knock on the door. Hello, I am Typhoid Mary, and I'm here to take your temperature and conduct an interview. I just got finished with your neighbors over there who are very sick with the flu. And then they put this out. Set up a 24-hour duty system. During these wartime conditions, there must be no deserters, or they will be nailed to the pillar of historical shame forever. Yeah, that's the way they write in China. That's the vice premier in charge of leading the army's response to the outbreak, or the Communist Party of China's response to this outbreak. So here's the coronavirus in context. We have the coronavirus so far, in terms of what's been reported, 28,000 cases, 567 deaths. On a typical U.S. seasonal flu, the story that comes out of the CDC is that we have 13 million people get the flu on a typical season with 10,000 deaths. Now, I've seen them reported as high as 80,000, but, you know, who knows? CDC lies about everything. SARS, 8,000. MERS, 2,400. Ebola, 34,000. The swine flu, H1N1, 1.6 million. So when we look at this, so far we've had the coronavirus at 28,500 instead of millions like we have with the typical flu. And so you have the Daily Beast come out and do a headline. Daily Beast, these lying leftist globalists. Flu, not the coronavirus, is the virus that's killing U.S. kids. And then they have a long story about an 11-year-old who died in Niagara Falls, Luca Kalani. A tragic story, and they go into great detail about how this young boy got sick. But, you know, they talk about how they took Niagara Falls and a memorial to him. On the night of January 18th, they used spotlights in his favorite color, orange. And so they did this in a very public way. They tinted Niagara Falls in his memory, but they said, yet even after, we've had 33 children die of flu this season, and it was memorialized in this public way, there was no panic. But there was a panic. You do have a panic about the coronavirus, they said. And said, look at this. A flu has killed more than 10,000 in the U.S. so far this season. And the death toll may exceed 60,000, says the CDC. Now, here's an interesting detail that they don't really talk about a great deal. At the very beginning, they say he died from influenza A. Despite having been in excellent health and getting a flu shot, you might want to go look at the vaccine court's records, the NVICP, the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program that was created in 1986 to give legal immunity to the vaccine companies. And by far and away, the most awarded thing, and most people don't even know this exists. They keep that a secret. You won't find anything about the vaccine court in the Daily Beast because according to them, you know, the flu vaccine is safe, right? How it's not obviously effective for everybody. When you have everybody, you got 13 million cases of the flu or more. Who knows how many cases there are of the flu in the U.S.? Everybody's getting the flu. People who are old, people who are young, people who have other complications in their immune system, it's a tragedy. But that happens. What we do know is that the flu shot does not help that. Instead, the flu shot compromises your immune system. It harms it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. ChillForce is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to BrainForce Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get ChillForce today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
We've got three big sales going right now, and one of them has to end within a week, and that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2, our best-selling deep earth crystals, iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body. And I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So just check it out for yourself. 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. And then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together. Super high quality. Winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue, get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win. InfoWarsLife.com. 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 You go to that URL, it takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com where you find the 60-plus products where we've gone out and researched what is the best, what gives people the best results. We either private label it or we develop our own with top developers. And folks, I'm telling you, you can see the difference in me, my energy, my focus. I've lost almost 40 pounds in less than 4 months. It's incredible. So do yourself a favor. Try out the products if you've been on the fence. You can't lose except if you don't take action. Because when you buy the products, you're funding the operation that is always delivering thanks to your support and God's grace and our action. But you need these products. That's the real reason you want to get them, is because they're amazing. And then when you get great results, please tell others about it. Word of mouth. That's how we expand in the face of the NWO instead of imploding. We're fighting to win, and we are winning thanks to you. We're seeing unprecedented orders for storable foods. I would have storable foods because 2020 is a very dangerous year. The bubble is so huge and could pop. I hope it doesn't. It's incredibly dangerous and it'll cause. Well, you don't need me to tell you what'll happen if this giant bubble pops. So I've been promoting storable foods to everybody because they're high quality. It's insurance you can eat. It lasts 25 years. We go out and find the very best companies that have the very best quality at the very lowest price. And that's My Patriot Supply. And then so that I have my own private label of their full spectrum of food, we private label it as InfoWars Select. And they are saying that they've never sold this much food. They're still able within 7 to 10 days to ship it to you. If you get your orders in on their small orders, their big orders, 7 to 10 days, it will be shipped out to you if you get your order in now. But just as sure as the sun came up, it's all selling out right now. So get your orders in for high quality storable foods right now for all the reasons out there. And it's insurance you can eat, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win.
InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yes, we look at this tragic story of the 11-year-old. You know, we've had 33 children die of regular flu, according to government statistics this year so far. 13 million people have contracted the flu. The bottom line is that just like measles, and you know, they're having more people die of this than die of the measles, and look, they're mandating measles everywhere. So are they going to mandate the flu vaccine? Of course they will. They make money from it. They don't have any liability for it. You know, they pay like a 25% fee that covers them, money that goes into this vaccine court, if you know that it exists. And most of the awards for people who have family members who die or who have lifelong adverse effects from the flu vaccine as determined by the vaccine court. And again, this is an arbitration process. They've capped the awards. You don't get any penalty, compensation based on the over and above what they just cap it as. I don't know. Maybe they come up with some thing. You know, if you have an income, they've got probably some kind of a table like they did when the plane was shot down by accident over Iran. You know, you get X amount of money if you're earning money, and if you're a child that doesn't earn any money, the family's compensated by a lower amount and so forth. There's probably some kind of formula like that that comes out of the vaccine court. Nevertheless, they've given out about $4 billion. Most people don't know it even exists. And certainly the Daily Beast isn't going to tell you that. They're going to tell you, go get your flu shot. I talked at the very beginning of this about how one of the publications that's part of the former BuzzFeed empire, I think they might still go by that name, but you know, they went bankrupt, after a lawsuit. But one of them, and it showed up in a supposedly car blog that I look at for car news. Mainly I look at it because I can't believe Jalopnik is the name of this thing. Jalopnik is a way to pull people in that are interested in cars, so they can push environmentalism on you and tell you how horrible cars are. That's where these people are coming from. And so one of the articles that they pulled in from one of their sister publications on this car site, was to say, are you worried about the coronavirus? Then just get your damn flu shot. It's like, that is not going to help whatsoever. That kind of mindless ignorance is what's really behind what's going on with BuzzFeed, with the Daily Beast, and all these different publications. Just get your flu shot. We told you to get a flu shot. Shut up and get it. There's also now a rumor on Twitter, not been substantiated, but a rumor. A lot of people are saying that Shenzhen has been locked down, and that is the electronics manufacturing hub in China. So there is something that is happening there. And if they are locking all this stuff down just so they can sell a patented virus coming out of the same place right there, Wuhan, the military biosafety level 4 lab, you know, that they just conducted a lot of espionage with a Harvard professor and others. You know, one of the two people arrested there with a Harvard professor was somebody who worked for the Chinese military. And, of course, the Chinese military owns that lab there. And now they want a patent, a intellectual property patent, not something that you would put out. They have a different process where they keep property rights. But if it's a national emergency or an international emergency, they waive some of the fees. No, they're not going to do that. A lot of questions as to what is going on there. But as we look at the way people are having to live in these areas, and as we look now at people who have been in the United States quarantined for their own good, coming off of the cruise ship, that is my biggest fear, as I said. I want to make sure that I don't have a situation where I have to go out shopping or my family to the stores if there is some kind of a virus that is out there. I don't want to be snapped up if I'm in public because I've got some drone that thinks that it measured my temperature and just another drone tells me to go to detention. This is insane. I want to make sure that none of these things happen. I don't want to make sure if it's real that I have the best kind of protection. You know, we talk about these cruise ships. Like I said yesterday, we were on one back in December. They had hand sanitizers everywhere on the ship. They would have stations, especially anywhere that you would go to eat, but they would have them in other places. And as you would go into a restaurant, even as they had the hand sanitizers there, they would have an employee standing there to squirt the stuff on your hands, you know, to make you feel bad if you didn't put it on. It doesn't do any good. And there's a question whether or not these hand sanitizers even work with bacteria. And they don't work with virus. But you know what does work is nano silver. We got a lot of different products that have nano silver. I would... I have no problem telling you about this. I've been accused in the past by publications like the Daily Beast that said, look at this. You had somebody shot at the airport. And we were talking about this. It's like this guy goes to the FBI office in Alaska and says, you know, help me. I'm feeling like I want to shoot people or whatever. And they just let him go. And then they let him get on a plane with the gun. And he goes all the way from Alaska to Florida. And then when he goes in the luggage claim area, he starts shooting people. I said, now, you know, do you see any problem with that? Is it incompetence or is it corruption and conspiracy behind that? Right? Maybe a veil of incompetence over that. But nevertheless, whatever it is, I said, can't we even be allowed to have something that we can put in a backpack that's bulletproof? And we sold a product like that. I said, this is what people ought to have at the very least. I don't have a problem telling people things that they can do to protect themselves. I was accused of merchandising off of a crisis. That's not merchandising. That's telling people how they can keep that from happening. We talk about, you know, the first product that we had here at InfoWars was water filters. Get the fluoride out of your water. Well, if you were getting the fluoride out of your water in Flint, Michigan, you would have also gotten the lead out instead of having your kids be poisoned by that, or you. If you were filtering your water, even if you're on well water, you'd get the glyphosate out. And then if you're getting the glyphosate out, when you've got another pesticide tank that leaks into the aquifer, you'd get that out as well. And, so, you know, it's just preparing and doing some basic things. You can get a super blue skin cream, great skin cream, and it's got nano silver in it. I would use that instead of, matter of fact, we do use that instead of a hand sanitizer. It's a real hand sanitizer because it's got nano silver. Nano silver has been shown in studies and certified in studies to kill virus and bacteria in vitro. MERS, SARS, other things, they show that it kills it in vitro. And so you can also get the immune gargle spray, and you can get it. We've got that 40% off. We got the skin cream, the Super Blue skin cream, 33% off. You can get the immune gargle spray in various sizes. You get the pack of all the different sizes together. That's 41% off. And we really do need your support at InfoWarsStore.com, because if you don't support yourself with these products, make sure that you've got food. If you've got storable food, great. If you don't, you need to have it. If not for this, you'll need it for something else. But you don't want to have to start scrounging through zombie land looking for food if you're going to get snarfed up and taken off to the concentration camps or get sick, either way. I mean, you want to be able to have your food in advance, and you can find that now as well at InfoWarsStore.com. I saw this article today from Breitbart. Student loan company sends a man 55,000 copies of the same letter. Kind of reminded me of when I got blown off of YouTube. Without any explanation, they cut this program right in the middle as we were putting it out there. Then about 10 hours later, they sent me an email, a form email. We have received a complaint, I started tweeting about it on Twitter. And so hours after that, when I started tweeting pretty heavily in the afternoon, they sent, in a couple of hours, they sent me a thing. We have received a complaint, and your channel has been canceled. Not only that channel, but another channel that I'd had archived stuff for years. Had millions of views on a lot of the different videos, videos about the Bundy standoff and so forth. Never given an explanation. Just a complaint. Now, according to their rules, which, you know, if you make the rules, you're the ruler, you don't have to follow the rules in their scenario, right? You're supposed to have three strikes and you're out, but they didn't do it. And you know, they sent me that letter every couple of minutes for 4 months before they stopped. And I couldn't even get them to stop sending me the spam. I sent them replies. I said, give me some information. Tell me that. They wouldn't do that, and they wouldn't stop it for 4 months. So yeah, I can imagine that if you actually owe somebody some money, that they would send you 55,000 copies of the same letter. I've been there. I've done that. We really do appreciate your support, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk about Elon Musk and how he is putting up artificial satellites that are going to completely alter the sky. We'll be right back. Stay with us. That's a good thing, because he does it, right?
The demand for food has not let up. We are selling record amounts of it. Everybody else is basically already sold out, or they have giant wait lists. Our suppliers have it in-house. It's taken 7 to 10 days to deliver because, again, they have to package it. They're running 24 hours a day. But in a few days, they're telling me it may go to a longer wait if you haven't gotten your order in. So I wouldn't procrastinate. We wanted this virus to be petering out. We wanted it to just be hype. Looks like it is really, really bad and is man-made. And so that's why we're seeing the huge freak out. So get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. That helps fund our operation. It's insurance you can eat. A total 360 win. Again, get your food and actually get it delivered at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your order in. It's locked in, guaranteed 7 to 10 days. InfoWarsStore.com. And regardless, it funds the operation. We also have the immune gargle at 40% off. We are going to sell out of that, but I'm just keeping it at that sales price. InfoWarsStore.com. It was about a week and a half ago that my father came rushing into my office in the morning and said, son, you've got to see this. The company that holds the patents on the nanosilver that's in our toothpaste, that's in our immune gargle, and that's in some of the other great products like the Super Silver Wound Gel, had reports from back in 2007 with the Pentagon working with A&M and Homeland Security, with the director of Homeland Security, certifying in a restricted document, confidential documents, was noted as that this had been proven in their secret test to be knocking out SARS. Well, ladies and gentlemen, regardless, now they authorized us to talk about this. I talked about it on the show last week, just hiding in plain view. This is a product that we had stockpiled and that we're still selling at 40% off or more with the combos, so that you can get it in your hands. It's something that's good for everyday use regardless, and it funds the operation. So InfoWarsStore.com for your immune gargle and other products that contain this key nano silver.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. defend, there is no free speech. It's the David Knight Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Perhaps you saw this article in the Drudge Report, The Atlantic, saying the night sky will never be the same. And they're talking about the fact that the low Earth orbit satellites that Elon Musk and others want to put up to beam 5G everywhere. And look at this. It's going to block our view. I don't like the way this looks. Well, I don't think I'm going to like the way it looks either. But that's not really the point, is it? I mean, you know, they look at the appearance of this, and it kind of reminds me of what happened with the Telecommunications Act in 1996. They said, we're going to put up cell phone towers, and if you don't like the appearance, we'll do something about it. You know, we can build any kind of a thing around it that makes it look pretty, or whatever the architectural style that you would prefer to have in this town. You know, if you don't like, you know, the Orwellian look, we can, you know, do something along the federal classical lines or something, you know, whatever. But they're not going to take these things down, according to the 1996 Telecommunications Act that Bill Clinton signed. Not going to allow any objections to these cell phone towers on the basis of health. Well, now we got other problems, don't we? Because now it's not just health, but it's privacy that we're talking about with 5G. But even the appearance is something that they don't care about anymore. Because, of course, it's Elon Musk. And we must bow down to Musk. Remember, it just underscores as I look at all this and as he's talking about, we've got this, we've ramped up our brain scanning stuff and everything. And, you know, my goal is that we're going to merge humanity with computers and machines and so forth. I mean, we understand when Ray Kurzweil is talking about this, we understand the sinister, satanic goals and the threat to our civil liberties and everything about our lives and our privacy. We understand the threat to that when these people talk about the singularity. And yet Elon Musk is doing it. But I hear absolute silence from conservatives because we're not allowed to criticize Elon Musk. He's a wonderful savior of everybody. Both liberals and conservatives think this guy is a savior. It's amazing to me. Perhaps they haven't paid any attention to the widely reported, and it's true, Joshua Haldeman, his grandfather, maternal grandfather, was arrested in Canada because he was a part of a group that wanted to get rid of any kind of government and replace it with a technocratic elite. You know, just like the other people like H.G. Wells were proposing in their science fiction stuff, Shape of Things to Come and so forth. That was the arrogance in the 1930s. It was the same time that H.G. Wells is, you know, putting out his stuff. They were contemporaries. And he actually wanted to do it. He wanted to do the airmen. You know, we're going to just ban all you people out here who want a republic or, you know, elections. We don't care about that. We're going to set up our own technocratic elite here. And so they brought him up for charges. He was able to beat the charges, and then he beat it out of town, went to South Africa. That's why Elon Musk is from South Africa, because he's run out of Canada because he tried to overthrow representative government with a technocratic elite. And now he's pushing a singularity. Now he's going to blanket the earth with 5G. What's it take to see this guy as a villain? I mean, you might want to take a look at what's going on with his father. I mean, this guy's gone full Woody Allen in terms of the kids in his family. So as this one guy that they feature in this article, he's an astronomer working at Ohio State University in Columbus, Ohio. He says, you know, in this town, we have regulations. I got contacted by a neighbor because he wanted to put up a shed, and it was 2 feet higher than they allowed because it blocked people's view. He had to get my permission. Elon Musk doesn't have to get my permission. He's going to block my view of the stars. We'll talk more about this and about 5G when we come back. Stay with us.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including
promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Yeah, let's talk about 5G. Let's talk about the heroes like Elon Musk. Trump loves him. Conservatives love him. Libertarians love him. Liberals love him. Everybody loves Elon Musk, except for me. And Eric Peters. I've had him on. I've talked about his articles. King of crony capitalism, he calls him. He's picked up years ago. It's the first time I interviewed Eric Peters because he pointed out, and it wasn't just Eric Peters. The L.A. Times pointed out how much money he had been given in terms of crony capitalism. Yeah, about as much money as Trump has. He's been given that. And, he's a globalist elitist thief. He's able to commit stock fraud and get away with it. You know, he just gets a slap on the wrist. He is a P.T. Barnum of technology, and he's pushing very dangerous things, things that we fundamentally should be opposing as conservatives and as libertarians. The singularity, the merging of man and machine, transhumanism. His part, his grandfather, has been a part of the technocratic elite from the very beginning. I just talked about that, Joshua Haldeman. He was brought up for charges on that in Canada. But now you've got the situation where he is going to be putting up satellites. The FCC has approved the launch of 12,000 Starlink satellites so far. SpaceX wants to launch 30,000 more. 30,000. And what's it going to do? They said they're upset in the Atlantic about the appearance of this. Well, there's no concern about how bright these things are going to be. It's going to, you know, obstruct my view of the stars. So I think something ought to be done about this. They have absolutely no concern about the privacy and health issues of blanketing the earth with 5G. They're only concerned about the fact that it's going to look bad. That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Like I said, they start out with this guy who's an astronomer. He says, my neighbor had to notify all the residents and get us all to sign off on it because he wanted to build a shed that was 2 feet taller than local regulations. And he says, so somebody puts up a shed that might obstruct my view by foot. I can protest that. But somebody can launch thousands of satellites, and it's got tens of thousands, actually, and there's nothing that I can do? I was like, wait a minute. Well, you know, it's for our own good. Because they're going to use this to provide high-speed internet to every part of the world. It's for your own good, like that neural net cap, you know, it's going to read your mind and implant and, you know, read memories and erase memories and implant new memories. You know, DARPA's working on that, funding it with hundreds of millions of dollars. How far along they are? I don't know. Are they going to do it? Yes, they are. This is not a wild science fiction conspiracy theory. This is a heavily funded government program. And they're saying, well, it's to help the vets with PTSD. Yeah, right. And their Terminator robots are just there to help the ladies walk across the street. That's right. And these blanketing the earth with 5G, that's just so that you can watch the movies more quickly. No, it's so that they can watch you and everything that you do. This is a massive control infrastructure that's being set up. And that's why Elon Musk is being given the green light to do all this stuff. This is coming from the worst aspects of our government, and it will be. Don't worry about those bright satellites that are going to be in low Earth orbit. You should worry about the coming dark ages that are going to be imposed on us by a technocratic elite that has nothing but contempt for the little guy. When we look at what President Trump is upset with the UK's Boris Johnson, as the Hill pointed out, sources in both London and Washington described the phone call between the two leaders, Boris Johnson and President Trump. They said it was apoplectic. The Trump administration has long opposed Huawei having any stake in 5G networks because of national security concerns. Still, British officials, with knowledge of the call, told the publication that they were surprised by the ferocity of Trump's language. He was very, very angry. Why does this matter so much to President Trump and the military and to Attorney General Barr? He says, you know, they got to build an infrastructure, so whose infrastructure are they going to build? Maybe we should start buying investment shares in Nokia and Ericsson because they got 5G too, and offer them more alternatives if they don't like the American company that we're sending out, right? We want to make sure that if we're going to build an infrastructure, that it's going to be our infrastructure. See, right now, that's the question. What you don't realize is when you look at how angry President Trump is, you don't realize that what they're building right now is the infrastructure of the future. It's basically going to, they're not building any roads. They're not building bridges. That's not the infrastructure. You're not going to go anywhere unless you do it virtually. You do it online or whatever. They're going to lock you down. They're going to make sure you don't have a car. They're going to make sure that they have locked you up in the cities. That's the whole point of these smart cities, and that's the whole point of this infrastructure, to set up a complete biometric surveillance like they already have in China, to wed that to a social credit system like we already have here as well as China. And if you don't understand how fundamentally important this is just as I reported last week, Boris Johnson and all the people are celebrating the fact that they had implemented Brexit. And this EU official trolled them and said, well, go ahead and wave your UK flags. What you don't realize is that as you're putting up those 5G antennas, you have just erected those Chinese antennas are basically like flagpoles, taking your sovereignty. You've now become a client of theirs, right? They're going to control you. See, knowledge is power. Mao said power comes out of the barrel of a gun. Well, it also comes out of a computer network that knows everything that you're doing and can predict your every movement and can lock you down to keep you from doing anything. That is also a very effective form of power. And what we don't realize is that these 5G antennas are, if you saw them erecting fortifications with 50 caliber machine guns on every street corner, and they could point that at anybody that they wanted to identify, would you be concerned? Maybe not. Maybe not in America anymore we'd be concerned about that. Well, you ought to think about these 5G antennas in the same way. Because just like a 50 caliber machine gun can, they use it primarily to disable vehicles. It's way overkill just to shoot an individual with it, but you can shoot an engine and it will penetrate the engine block and disable that car. Well, they'll be able to disable your car, all right, with the 5G. Because you aren't going to go anywhere unless you rent the car from Elon Musk or some other technocratic kleptocrat. And they can just shut you down. They can shut your car down. That's really the way that you ought to think about this. And you ought to understand that if Trump is so afraid of this, Trump and the Defense Department and the whole administration, if they're so afraid of China having that, why aren't you afraid of your government having that kind of control over you and your family? I don't want the Chinese government to have control over my life, but I don't want the American government to have control over it either. It's another one of these questions, just like we see this electronic voting and this mess that we had in Iowa. And we'll talk about that coming up here. Why is it even necessary to have an app inserted to report the votes? Why do we have to have electronic voting? Well, the answer is we don't. It's being put in. And it is, and then they say, well, look at this. It didn't work. No, no, no. It is a facade of incompetence to cover up their control and their corruption. Because they got exactly what they wanted out of that. And they're going to get what they want out of this other stuff too. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I've got to really hand it to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. Your support and your help in rebooting Americana as a challenge to the globalist system of corporate tyranny has really caught hold, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. And President Trump's fearlessness when it comes to promoting Americana and basic liberty is amazing as well. He's still lacking on the big tech censorship, taking action against that in some other areas, but trying to end the wars, boosting our economy, speaking out against communist China. Trump's been doing an amazing job. But now more than ever, we really have to realize that we're being targeted because we are effective. And the globalists are beginning to lose their war against humanity in a big way. And so we're going to see some major fireworks out of them. But it's critical to not let ourselves get down when we see all the poison they spray at us. That's an attempt to demoralize us. We've got to remember that and stay focused and stay happy. Well, it's here, the year 2020. World governments out in the open. We've got the predicted mass pandemics, and they're calling for global government as the answer. And we've got massive, huge censorship taking place that's coordinated by big tech and banks against people that promote America and guns and freedom and Jesus and the family and the protection of the unborn. Wow. Yes, now we know we're right. The New World Order's real. Satanism's real. The pedophile elite are real. But we're real as well, and we love God, and we're standing up and saying no. But I just want to make the point here, 1 month into 2020, that we have never been in Kansas. We have never been in some smallville place that didn't matter. Everything we do, every decision we make governs the future of our species and everything we've gone through and everything we're going to go through. So it's an incredible time to be alive. I'm going to thank you all for being aware and being involved. But just remember, your action now via prayer, word of mouth, and financial support of InfoWarsStore.com is critical. So please take action.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
We've got three big sales going right now, and one of them has to end within a week, and that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2, our best-selling deep earth crystals, iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body. And I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So just check it out for yourself. 40% off InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. And then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together. Super high quality. Winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue, get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at Iowa. It looks like they've now got a result. Is that, could that be? Not 100% reporting. Here we are. This is Friday. You know, they had the caucus on Monday. And still don't have results totally. Not 100%. Bernie Sanders, yesterday we saw that he was gaining Iowa delegates from satellite caucuses. This is not the Elon Musk satellites blanketing the earth. No. These are, he in the first alignment, and I'll explain what that euphemism means. From the Democrats, in the first alignment, he was 6,000 votes ahead. It's what everybody else would call an election. And so he was 6,000 votes ahead, but Buttigieg, or Booty Marks, maybe we should call him Booty Marks, because he's now doubling down on his Marxist credentials. So he's got two things to recommend him to the Democrat voters. He's gay and he's Marxist. And now he is, because he's competing against Bernie Sanders, he's starting to emphasize the Marxist aspect. He's been going with his identity politics up to this point. Now he's starting to go to the Marxist side more. But anyway, think about it. In the election, according to their results, Bernie Sanders was 6,000 votes ahead, but Buttigieg had a 3-delegate lead. Now that's a pretty big difference. It's just like what happened with Hillary. What does that tell you as to who the establishment's candidate is? Just in case you didn't realize it from his announcement, when everybody else was totally confused. Well, we won, and we're now heading to New Hampshire. Yeah! Now, unlike Howard Dean, he may have, he did win. He won the superdelegates, he won the establishment backing. But certainly, they don't like Bernie Sanders. And quite frankly, I said this from the very beginning of this, Trump coup part due, you know, the impeachment nonsense. I said, this isn't about President Trump. This is really more about Biden. They want to get this guy out of the way. They realize that he is past his sell date, his expiration date. Sell this candidate by 2016. No later than that date. Sorry, he's already past that date, and he is really showing signs of coming apart. But anybody that would criticize him during the debates, like Castro, pointing out the obvious that Joe Biden ought to be enjoying his twilight years instead of running for president of the United States and hoping to get his hands on nuclear football, anybody that would point that out, that was too harsh. And when Castro did it, he got hammered for doing that. So they needed a different way to get him out of the limelight. And so I think that all of this nonsense about Ukraine was really targeting Biden. And now the GOP is really targeting Biden. They've got people out there looking at Hunter Biden. I guess you could call them the Hunter Hunters. And they're going to be hunting everything about Hunter that he has done. And it's going to be a target-rich environment, let me tell you. And so they want to have another reason to get Biden out of the way. And I think it's already had an effect on him. I mean, that and his kind of bumbling and stumbling on the campaign trail. He had, let's play video clip number 4. He admitted that it was a gut punch. He's also talked about his shellacking. I just think it's a bunch of malarkey. This is what this really is all about. Let's play video clip number 4.
You know, we're 24 hours later, we're still trying to figure out what happened tonight. At this rate, New Hampshire will be the first in the country to get the vote. I am not going to sugarcoat it. We took a gut punch in Iowa. The whole process took a gut punch. But look, this isn't the first time in my life I've been knocked down.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, there wasn't there that time when he was a lifeguard? And, anyway, yeah, the bottom line is that he did very poorly. He finished 4th in Iowa. It was a hard way to put any kind of gloss on that kind of a shellacking. He's saying, we're going to do better in Nevada. We're going to do better in South Carolina. Yeah. And also, it's not just his poor showing. But the other thing that's not being talked about as they focus on this mess in Iowa, the thing that other thing that's being covered up, is the fact that they've had very, very, very low Democrat turnout. Not too many people signed up and showed up. And the people that did, they weren't very enthusiastic about it. Then you had that one lady who said, what? You mean Buttigieg's gay? She's fine, evidently, with him being a Marxist, but she had a problem with him being gay. And she wanted her vote back. They wouldn't give it back to her, by the way. So, you know, we look at these Democrats and what is going on there. Again, as they go through this process, just yesterday, they were finding some more, quote-unquote, satellite caucuses. And so that would be caucuses that were being held on a lot of different university campuses. They had 87 satellite caucuses. They had 60 of them for in-state voters who had specific needs, and they had 27 of them for voters who were out of state. And some of them were even out of the country. Glasgow, Scotland, Tbilisi, Georgia. Hey, maybe the Russians really did mess with this election. Paris. And then, of course, maybe there's some caucuses there for people who have foreign citizens who are now in Iowa who want to vote. They got all kinds of accommodations that they can make for people. But as they started pulling in these satellite caucuses, then Bernie's lead started to even grow over the initial 6,000. Now they have, even though Buttigieg was getting most of the delegates, now as they continue to go through the different tallying processes, and I remember I showed you I think it was an anchor for MSNBC, had a computer screen, and he goes, well, now if we do it according to the first alignment, this is the way it shakes down, and then if we hit this button, we see that this other guy then wins it, and if we hit this button, we see she wins it. It's a participation trophy. How Democrat of them, and everybody gets to win, right? Depending on how you look at this. See, they had the first alignment, which is just a straight-up vote. But then they went through and they said, well, if you didn't get past 15%, we're going to take those people's votes and we're going to go with their second choice. And we're going to then reallocate the votes. And then we'll use that to allocate the delegates. And that's what they did. And so as they do that, this is where they stand. Buttigieg gets 26.2%. Sanders gets 26.1, a virtual tie that gives them each 11 delegates and lets them both claim to have won. Even though Sanders won the vote, they get the same number of delegates. It's the same sort of thing that we saw with Hillary Clinton. And so now you have Tom Perez, as you saw yesterday, DNC, the National Committee. They want New Hampshire to go back and redo some of this to get people's confidence up. Let's re-canvass. That's another way of saying recount. And then the people in Iowa said, no, we've done enough. We're not going to do that. If somebody wants to contest this, we'll do it, but we're not going to do it. This is a veneer, again, a facade of incompetence so they can hide the corruption. And we'll talk about that corruption underneath it when we come back. And we'll talk about how the Democrats are trying to ban work. Yeah, and private property and cars and meat and so, you know, another thing they want to ban. We'll be right back. Stay with us. There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
The demand. demand for food has not let up. We are selling record amounts of it. Everybody else is basically already sold out, or they have giant wait list. Our suppliers have it in-house. It's taken 7 to 10 days to deliver because, again, they have to package it. They're running 24 hours a day. But in a few days, they're telling me it may go to a longer wait if you haven't gotten your order in. So I wouldn't procrastinate. We wanted this virus to be petering out. We wanted it to just be hype. Looks like it is really, really bad and is man-made. And so that's why we're seeing the huge freak out. So get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. That helps fund our operation. It's insurance you can eat. A total 360 win. Again, get your food and actually get it delivered at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your order in. It's locked in, guaranteed 7 to 10 days. InfoWarsStore.com. And regardless, it funds the operation. We also have the Immune Guard with 40% off. We are going to sell out of that, but I'm just keeping it at that sales price. InfoWarsStore.com.
It is I, the leader of Cobra, here for a message to President Trump, the American people, and Alex Jones of InfoWars. Our operations with our partners, the Communist Chinese, have bought control of your media. But it's true. Your people are beginning to awaken. That's why Cobra is launching operations to trigger race war, mass shootings, and bombings, which will be blamed on those loyal to America. Anyone, once we stage these attacks, that does not blame it on Trump will also be targeted by Cobra in the future. You see, when you expose our false flags and fake media, I will carry out attacks and then blame you, like we've done with Alex Jones, blaming him for mass shootings we committed. Hail Cobra!
I want to talk about Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And he's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now, because I like the way it feels.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, we have been informed. Many people are talking about how poorly Joe Biden did. They're not talking about how poorly the Democrat Party did in terms of lack of enthusiasm, lack of voter turnout. But you've got a lot of people like Joy Behar who blame the Iowa disaster on, quote, red state culture and white people. That's what's to blame, right? It's not billionaires. It's not the shadow app for a shadow government. No, it's white people and a red state. Dare we call them rednecks? I guess she did, maybe. CNN's Harry Enten pointed out that it was an enthusiasm problem for them. Chris Matthews said, this questions the very viability of the Democrat Party. We can't even get a 3-car funeral organized. Well, yeah, there is a big part of that in terms of incompetence. But, you know, they're blaming white people. They're blaming a red state. You've now got Sheila Jackson Lee. Suggested yesterday during an FBI oversight hearing that Russia is responsible for the vote reporting issues. She said, I hope the Iowa Democrats will ask for an FBI investigation on the app. I believe that Russia has been engaged in and interfering with a number of our elections dealing with the 2016 election. So there you go. It's not Buttigieg giving $20,000 to this company, where the CEO was celebrating his candidacy. I'm very excited about that. He gave $20,000 to them, and the Iowa Democrat Party gave $60,000, and then they promptly delivered him a quarter of the vote. I mean, that seems fair, right? George Soros, by the way, is the major, the big money behind that particular company. George Soros, not Vladimir Putin, by the way. And I really think that as they talk about this, and they can talk about white people, they can talk about Russians, they can talk about the incompetence, but it is really the corruption that is behind all of this. Tulsi Gabbard came out and said the DNC is rigging the primary for billionaire candidates. That's absolutely right. They're doing it the same way they did it to Bernie last time. And you got a lot of people saying, look at this. Bernie is leading in the polls, and we got Hillary Clinton out there trashing him in public still trashing him in public. As they continue this, we've now got Buttigieg, who is hoping that he can pull up a second win in New Hampshire against Bernie. He's now moving to his Marxist identity. And he went on The View to talk about why all these people like Bernie ought to vote for him. I want to play, let's get video clip number one. Again, he's on the place where everybody likes to go to talk about politics, these clueless women on The View. Here's Buttigieg.
So only 4%, though, of Bernie's backers say you'd be their second choice candidate. Only 4%. And we know how the Bernie bros are. How are you going to convince them you're enough of the revolution they might be looking for?
Well, my message is that I would be the most progressive president we've had in a half century, and that this is personal for me. Look, a lot of this frustration is based on the failure of the economy and the political system we have to really speak to so many people who look at this president saying, hey, the economy's great, just look at the stock market, and they're thinking, okay, but what about my neighborhood? What about my kitchen table? And that's all great, but we're counting the wrong things right now. When I'm president, we're not going to measure the performance of the economy by the stock market. We're going to measure it by the income growth of the 90%. A good economy is one that's working for all of us.
Yay. Well, you know, he might want to take a look at the fact that we have, from Gallup, a new high of 90% of Americans are satisfied with their personal life. Booty? 90%. So we got to do what is out there for the 90%. Well, 90% like what is happening here. They don't want to swap America for a Soviet gulag where Bernie controls all of the energy from a central location, or Elizabeth Warren, or Buttigieg himself. They all want to do that. It's not just Bernie. And when he talks about just the stock market doing well, you know, Moody's, I talked about this earlier in the week. Moody's goes through and looks at economic indicators because, you know, when we talk about elections, it's the economy, stupid. The Clinton advisors were right about that. They certainly understood that for Bill Clinton. As he was being impeached and he's running for re-election, they said, nah, it doesn't matter about that. It's the economy. And so they said, this has been a reliable indicator for every one of the elections, except the 2016 election, because, you know, nobody was telling the pollsters that they liked President Trump because there was a stigma involved in that, number one. Number two, they weren't the thing that really changed this for President Trump were people who were not likely voters. They had a lot of unlikely voters who showed up to vote for President Trump. And that more than anything, I think, blew their polls out of the water. But typically what they have done, and it's worked for them for many decades, is they look at the economic indicators, and Moody's breaks it down into three different areas. One of them was the stock market, and that was the one that was the weakest for President Trump. You might think that it's all about the stock market, and that's what Buttigieg, Mayor Pee-wee, or Mayor Cheat, Pete the Cheat, wanted you to think. But it's not about that. Actually, the other ones that were stronger indicators that Trump would win were the number of people working and household income. Those were actually stronger indicators for President Trump than the stock market. And when Pete the Cheat wants to tell you that he wants to do something that's going to work for 90% of the people, well, Pete, Gallup poll says this is a new high 4 decades, the highest in 4 decades, 90% of Americans are satisfied with their personal life. That's not a good news for the Democrats, not good news at all. And the fact that President Trump's approval rating, of course, then hits the highest mark since becoming president. If 90% of the people are happy with their lives, and if Moody's is looking at this and saying, yeah, you know, we look at income, you look at jobs, that's even better than the stock market is doing. Among Republicans, Trump's approval rating hit 94%. Independents gave Trump a 42% approval. Democrats gave him 7% approval. Yeah, we have a polarized world here. There is no doubt about it. Now, one of the things, and of course, this has been an issue with Buttigieg from the very beginning, but it's not just him. It's every one of these Democrats. None of them respect life at any age. They will kill you when you get old and infirm. They'll cut life support. They'll call it compassionate. They'll call it compassionate. They'll call it women's rights when they do it to the youngest among us. And so in that same interview with The View, he had a back and forth with Meghan McCain asking him about his views on abortion. Because he has gone on record saying that he thinks that the Bible defines life as beginning with breath. No. We've talked about this at length. And, of course, he's got a brother-in-law who is a Christian pastor. And he says, oh, you need to read the Psalms, you know, where God talks about, I knew you before you were born, or you knew me before I was born. You knit me together in my mother's womb. All of my days with you were numbered before I took a single breath, right? So he doubles down on this. And Megan tries to, in that audience, there was thunderous applause every time he would respond and say, no, I think it's just, the woman needs to make a choice about this. It doesn't really matter about the child. He says, I'm just interpreting, just pointing out the fact that different people will interpret their own moral lights. And for that matter, they will interpret scripture differently as well. We live in a country where it's extremely important that no one person have to be subjected to some other person's interpretation of their own religion. Would they apply that same test in the Equality Act? Would they say that if you have a Christian organization that supports marriage between a man and a woman and defines it that way, the way that God defined it, that you, if somebody is advocating for transgenderism or for gay marriage, that you cannot not hire them? No, of course not. No. They don't respect your beliefs, but you must respect their beliefs, even if they believe they can kill innocent life. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste, concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that causes gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation, InfoWarsStore.com. And that's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This should really be easier than it is. I'm not here giving you a sales pitch. I'm pointing out the way forward, things that I've discovered that I absolutely know work, that if you will listen to me and try them out for yourself, you will see how amazing it is. And then your support of the product we're selling will help you and will help us, and it's symbiotic. My friends, I harp and harp and harp about iodine because it's the good halogen, fluoride's the bad halogen. And people told me about it for years and I didn't listen. And I'm so thankful that finally I listened to Dr. Grip like 8 years ago and started taking true iodine, atomic iodine. We've got it back in stock, X2, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm telling you, folks, get it. It's amazing. Discover the benefits. And it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. You can't lose unless you don't take action.
Alex Jones here reporting from the road on the incredibly dangerous developments concerning the coronavirus. It has now infected hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people. It is now spread across the entire planet. And, of course, we've now discovered that indeed it is man-made and engineered. We're covering it live, all with our team at InfoWars.com/show and band.video. On top of that, we have the patented nanosilver that Congress, A&M, and Homeland Security have certified is able to take out the corona family viruses, the SARS. That's what it comes out of. We have that at 40% off despite the fact it's selling out in three different sizes at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's what I'm using, what my family's using as a frontline defense. Nothing's perfect except, you know, prayer and God's intervention. And we hope that this thing isn't as bad as it looks. But definitely we know why governments are panicking right now, because this is certainly a bizarre virus.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We looked at this back and forth with Meghan McCain and Buttigieg on The View. She kept trying to pin him down. She said, where would you draw the line? There's a lot of pro-life Democrats who would like to know, where would you draw the line on killing a child? And he goes, well, I don't think I ought to draw the line. I think the mother ought to draw the line. She goes, so if a woman wanted to, I don't know, let's invoke infanticide. After the baby was born, let's forget all this nonsense about a breath. It's about a breath. No. After the baby's born, Pete, would you be comfortable with killing the baby? Well, does anybody seriously think that this is what this is about? Yeah, we seriously do, Pete. We've had the governor of Virginia point out that. As a matter of fact, it came out in the Gosnell trial. It's called comfort care, and it's not just the governor of Virginia who's okay with that. And it's not just in Virginia where that's being done. It's being done in many states. If a child survives an abortion, they take the child and they put it over on the table and they let it die. They just leave it there, let it starve to death, like Terry Schiavo. And he says, well, I don't know what to tell them morally about what they should do. Really? Really? You got a child. It's already born. We're not talking about breath here. You know, you're not going to misdirect us with that kind of nonsense, muddying the water. With your how many angels fit on the head of a pin theology. It's not about that, Pete. It's real clear. You got a baby who's born, it's breathing. You're going to let the parents kill it? When we get to this point, he said, it's just because these people thought they wanted to have a baby, but something has changed. And now they don't want it anymore. Okay, so we got a baby who's born, it's breathing. And where does this end? You know, we've had a lot of so-called ethicists say, well, I think that up until about the age of three, small human is not a person. They don't become a person until the age of three, because we're making this about personhood now, right? Not about being human. So I think that, we can just kill them if they're not fully aware. And, of course, that applies equally on the back end of life as well. If something changes in the mom and dad wanted this baby, they gave it a try. But, you know, these diapers stink. This kid's a pain in the neck. I'm not getting any sleep at night, so let's just kill it. Government's fine with that, right? We shouldn't make any moral implications about that. I don't want to condemn them morally for taking out that toddler because, you know, we've just gotten together. We've had some Harvard ethics professors tell us that they're not a human being. They're, you know, the human being, but they're not a person. And so I don't want the government to get involved. That's the prerogative of the parents. They thought they wanted a kid. They got second thoughts about it now. So, yeah. In the past, he said that late-term abortions were merely hypothetical. No, they're not. They're real. They're real. What's hypothetical is the information you're being given by the media, mainstream media. Good example of this is Down syndrome, right? We've known a lot of Down syndrome kids. My wife has worked with kids who have autism and Downs, and they're some of the most beautiful kids you'll ever see. I mean, real, you know, their challenge, they really are. They're a really, it's a difficult situation, and it can bring the parents to the point of desperation. But then they, at the same time, there's a lot of joy that comes out of these kids too, because they really are special kids. Now, in a school district in Pennsylvania, there's a 6-year-old girl with Down syndrome. See if you can pull up that picture of this kid now who has a criminal record. Look at that. Look at that. Well, she got frustrated with a teacher. Maybe the teacher was frustrated with her. And she pointed at the teacher with her finger like a gun, like I'm going to shoot you. And she just said, "I shoot you." The 6-year-old girl with Down syndrome. And the school district, not just the teacher, the school district called the police, and this 6-year-old with Down syndrome now has a police record because she's dangerous. She's really dangerous. I think the schools are dangerous, quite frankly. You better understand where the real danger is. And you better understand where the real tolerance and where the real intolerance is. Some of the people in Switzerland do. We got a referendum coming up this weekend. Switzerland is divided over a new law against homophobia. You know, that's where you don't like your friends and family, you know, in the neighborhood, the homies. You're afraid of homies. Critics of the law have forced a public referendum on the issue. They believe that it will end up censoring free speech. Oh, how did they come up with that idea? Maybe they looked to see what has happened in America, in the UK, and in the West. We've had these kind of laws against hate and so forth, and homophobia. One of the political parties there that is a political party that is based on Christian principles, as they define them, a small party based on Christian values. They said they're opposed to that. They said that this is, quote, part of an LGBT plan to slowly move towards same-sex marriage in Switzerland and medically assisted reproduction for gay couples. Well, he's absolutely right. He left out one thing, and that is taxpayer-funded gender reassignment operations. That'll also be part of it. But then they're just talking about the censorship law. Do you think that they use hate speech and censorship and accusations of racism to censor us here? Is that just a conspiracy theory? No, of course it isn't. As a matter of fact, in this article from the AFP, they interviewed the founder of Switzerland's Association of Gay Teachers and said, well, this is to counter intolerance. Yeah, they always say that. And it's not about intolerance, because they're the ones who are intolerant if you don't embrace what they're doing and celebrate what they're doing. That teacher went on to say, the founder of Switzerland's Association of Gay Teachers, who's now retired, said he supports freedom of expression, but not the freedom to say anything. Well, then you don't support freedom of expression. If you don't support the freedom to say anything, you don't support free speech. That is, by definition, what free speech is. You see how these people lie up one side and down the other, just like Buttigieg? No, it is a way to penalize people who do not worship what they want to do. As a matter of fact, you have a pro-LGBT politician out of Canada threatening conversion therapy practitioners. He said, we will come at you. Now, this is people who are doing it from a psychological basis, but they will also do this for people who do it as part of a Christian church. And if we look at, as I pointed out, Jennifer Horn, who is allied with George Conway, they want to get President Trump out of office. They came up with the Lincoln Project. And their very first and maybe only commercial that they've run so far is to attack Christians who support President Trump. And what they're really upset about, what Jennifer Horn is really upset about, she used to be a part of the log cabin Republicans, homosexuals who are Republicans, and she was not happy with them. They were not radical enough. In New Hampshire, she distanced herself from the Republican Party because in New Hampshire, she and others had put forward a law that would criminalize anybody even talking about conversion therapy or the fact that you could change, right? Christian or psychological therapy. No, no, no. You're not going to talk about that. And if you do, we're going to make that a crime. And because they rejected that in New Hampshire, so we're not going to criminalize religious speech or beliefs or even psychology for you, the LGBT tyrants. We're not going to do it for you. Because of that, she resigned from the Republican Party, her role in the New Hampshire Republican Party. She distanced herself from the log cabin Republicans because they said, look, President Trump doesn't have a problem with gay marriage, so let's just leave it at that. No, 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 no. We got to go further. They've got to celebrate what we do. And so now she's allied with George Conway, and they're attacking the MAGA church. That was their commercial, coming after Christians who support President Trump. There is no tolerance on the side of these LGB tyrants. There is no tolerance for them whatsoever. All right, we got to take a break. Before we do, real quickly, I just was handed this article about what is going on with the fallout of the coronavirus in South Korea. Now, nobody is sick in South Korea, but because they're not able to get automobile parts out of China because China has shut down the factories that feed Hyundai's five-plant network. They make 1.4 million vehicles every year. It's the most productive car factory in the world, and they're having to shut it down because they can't get parts out of China because of the coronavirus. Think about that. These are people that are not sick, but they're healthy victims of the disease. If you think that we're not going to be affected by this, whether we get sick or not, right? It's going to have big economic effects. We looked at what's happening with the quarantines around these cruise ships and so forth. If this is going to shut down the world's largest automobile factory, do you think this is going to have any effect on any other supplies? Do you want to risk this? You ought to make sure that you've got preparations in advance for food and for other things that you need. Medicine, vitamin D that's going to really help you with your immunity. We have our winter sun vitamin D 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and we have storable food. Make sure you don't get shut out from any of these supplies.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The demand for food has not let up. We are selling record amounts of it. Everybody else is basically already sold out, or they have giant wait lists. Our suppliers have it in-house. It's taken 7 to 10 days to deliver because, again, they have to package it. They're running 24 hours a day. But in a few days, they're telling me it may go to a longer wait if you haven't gotten your order in. So I wouldn't procrastinate. We wanted this virus to be petering out. We wanted it to just be hype. Looks like it is really, really bad and is man-made. And so that's why we're seeing the huge freak out. So get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. That helps fund our operation. It's insurance you can eat. A total 360 win. Again, get your food and actually get it delivered at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your order in. It's locked in, guaranteed 7 to 10 days. InfoWarsStore.com. And regardless, it funds the operation. We also have the immune gargle at 40% off. We are going to sell out of that, but I'm just keeping it at that sales price. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We just had, Democrats talk about, we're all for tolerance, right? We're all for equality. Well, you have a gender equity center and the LGBT Pride Center in California, California State University at San Marcos. They were given almost $300,000, $296,498 to the LGBT Pride Center and the Gender Equity Center. But, some animals on Animal Farm are more equal than others. So if you want to invite a speaker from a pro-life group, they won't give you a dime there. And so they sued. They said, this isn't right. You're giving $300,000 to these people and you won't even pay for a speaker to come? And they've now won that lawsuit. The university will have to pay $240,000 in legal fees and $3,000 to have the speaker come. So they could have paid them 1% of what they were paying the Gender Equity Center and the LGBT Pride Center. But they wouldn't give 1% of what they were giving them to a pro-life speaker. So now they got to pay about that amount of money in legal fees. They've now lost with that, which is good news, quite frankly. As we look at Pope Francis, he's not really into the good news that much. He's really into the bad news of socialism. this Jesuit Marxist. And that's really what he is. I mean, Alex Newman's been on multiple times, from New American. He's Catholic. He says, but he's also very anti-communist, and he understands the background of this particular pope and a lot of people out of Central and South America. They were the liberation theologists, and, they are hardcore Marxists, just like Buttigieg is. And, he's now talking about how any tax cuts for the wealthy are sinful. We have got to get rid of all private property. You go back to Pope Pius III. He was the pope during World War II when the Nazis were there. And the left vilifies him, says he didn't do enough to protect the Jews. Well, that may or may not be the case. But I'll tell you why I think they really hate him. Because he was rabidly anti-communist. He totally opposed communism, socialism, whatever you want to label it, progressivism. And he pointed out that, as I've pointed out many times, it doesn't mean anything. Thou shalt not steal doesn't mean anything if you're going to have socialism or Marxism, right? It's totally immoral. And yet that is really the key thing that's being pushed out there by this pope. This pope, and according to his preoccupation with environmentalism, bringing in people who have pushed for radical population reduction. Yeah, that kind of population control. As well as population control from central planning of socialism. But yeah, John Schellenhuber, who wrote this pope's encyclical on the environment, and you got to ask yourself, why is he writing documents about that? That's not even anything that he should be involved in. But the guy who really wrote it for him was a radical environmentalist who hangs out with Prince Charles. They're part of the Earth League as well as being part of the Vatican so-called Science Center. And he has pushed for all kinds of structures for global governance. An Earth Constitution, an Earth Court, planetary parliament, and so forth. He's very serious about all this. And so is this pope. I guess he figures he's going to be the religious leader of this world government. And so, he is now coming out against any kind of tax cuts because, all your money needs to go to the government. Maybe if he's that concerned about the poor, maybe he could donate some money. I don't know. We'll be right back. We've got an interesting clip I want to play for you. We were talking about Buttigieg and what he would say about late-term abortion. Oh, that doesn't really exist. That's a hypothesis, right? Well, he doubled down on that with Meghan McCain. Said, I don't care about that. I'll let the parents decide if they want to kill a baby after it's born. And we're going to play a clip for you where he says, no, there is no room for pro-life people in the Democrat Party.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists, because I'm committed to a future for humanity, and I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar, and you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I want to talk about how the Democrats, we've got another thing to add to their long list of things they want to ban. Private property ownership. Out in L.A., you got a guy who decided that he would play along with their game decades ago. And now he's learned that these people will eventually find a way to steal whatever they want from you. As the L.A. board there is saying, we're going to take this apartment building, this private apartment building, because we're afraid he might increase the rent. And then we're going to talk about what they're doing to people in terms of work. We also have some big updates on civil asset forfeiture. But before we get away from the Marxist Buttigieg and how he supports, like all the rest of the Democrats, he doesn't support in any way, shape, or form a right to life, even after a baby is born. You know, he can prevaricate around this. Well, it's hypothetical. Oh, well, it begins when the baby starts breathing. Well, okay, well, let's talk about after the baby's born. Would you let the parents go? Well, yeah. I mean, you know, they've gotten to this point. They really wanted to have the kid, but now something has come up. And, we'll let them kill the kid, that type of thing. And here is a question and answer period where a voter is trying to pin him down on where he is, who evidently didn't know what you now know. But I want you to hear this back and forth between one of the voters and Pete Buttigieg. Let's go ahead and play it.
The Democratic platform contains language that basically says that we don't belong, we have no part in the party, because it says abortion should be legal up to 9 months, the government should pay for it. And there's nothing that says that people have a diversity of views on this issue should be included in the party. In 1996 and several years after that, there was a language in the Democratic platform that said that we understand that people have very differing views on this issue, but we are a big tent party that includes everybody. And so therefore we welcome you, people like me, into the party so we can work on issues that we agree on. Yeah. So my question was, would you be open to language like that in the Democratic platform that really did say that our party is diverse and inclusive and we want everybody?
Well, I support the position of my party, that this kind of medical care needs to be available to everyone. And I support the Roe versus Wade framework, that holds that early in pregnancy there are very few restrictions and late in pregnancy there are very few exceptions. And again, the best I can offer is that
we may disagree on
that very important issue. And hopefully we will be able to partner on other issues.
So what do you say to Democrats who are pro-life, and there are obviously millions of them as well? What do you say to them on an issue of such deep conscience that they should overlook this particular issue and look at the whole sum of views or go find another party?
Look, I've never encountered a politician or frankly another person that I agreed with 100% of the time. And even on very important things, we may sometimes disagree. But at the end of the day, this is what I believe. And people I care about and respect view it differently. But this is something I believe is so important, especially because I'm never going to have to make that decision. And so I may have my views, but I cannot imagine that a decision that a woman confronts is going to ever be better, medically or morally, because it's being dictated by any government official. And that's just where I am on the issue.
Hey, isn't that great? Yeah, you know, that's just where he stands, and he's never going to have to make that decision. But he's not going to allow you to make a decision about, you know, marriage, about gender, you know, because for him it's biological, but for the transgenders, it's not biological. Just ignore that biology that you see there. It's all in their mind. See how he's going in each direction? Yeah, he did say one thing that was true. He's just going along with what his party says, and his party doesn't respect life at any stage of development. You know, you have to have life before you can have liberty, before any of your rights. That's why it was mentioned first in the Declaration of Independence. And if we have a government that seeks to take our life whenever it is convenient for it, at the beginning of life or the end of life, if it wants to fund the taking of that for whatever its reasons are, it will also not extend to us any liberties either, any other God-given rights. I would just say to that lady, you know, if I don't know why people, she didn't say why she likes the Democrat Party. If you want to have redistribution of income, if you want to trample on other people's rights, you've got the Republican Party for that. I mean, they'll do that for you as well. You don't need to stand up for a party that just wants to kill people with abortion, with euthanasia, eventually with genocide. You know, you do have a choice when it comes to that issue. When it comes to the other stuff, maybe not all that much of a choice. You know, as we saw in the, as President Trump was even talking to a religious group, talking about how we need to have a family leave bill. And I said, why don't we just leave families alone? Could we have a bill that says we're going to leave families alone, that we're not going to steal their kids, that we're going to rein in CPS, this $30 billion bureaucracy? Yeah, Democrats cry crocodile tears about child separation of kids who are reasonably suspected of being trafficked at the border, and yet the entire budget of ICE is $6 billion. We have five times that amount being spent on CPS. Daily Mail asks, will Ivanka finally get her paid family leave program? President gives out his daughter's prized policy a shout out in the State of the Union, inspiring new hope that the bill will pass. I don't think we want to have family leave, but it's another one of these issues that shows the overlap between a Democrat and Republican Party. And it also shows the overlap between Ivanka and Chelsea Clinton, because they went to the same schools and they think the same way. There's not a dime's worth of difference between Chelsea Clinton and Ivanka Trump. It doesn't matter what her last name is. The idea that the government is going to subsidize this, and the fact that it's going to help families to survive, that is never going to be the case. Just look at what they did to subsidize tuition. Now you can't afford college, right? Unless you want to go into massive debt. So we look at our government that is seizing kids without due process, right? Not even telling the family, you know, what the issue is. And as I point out, in only 16% of the cases, are there even accusations of violence, violent assault or sexual assault? And in a majority of those, if they get a chance to adjudicate those charges, they're found not guilty of that. But in 84% of the cases, there's no emergency here, and they just take the kids first and do the due process later. Anybody can red flag your kids if they don't like you because you're not getting them vaccinated, or because you are homeschooling them, or they just don't like you. They see your kids playing in the yard. You're not supposed to do that in the 21st century. You're supposed to be sitting on the couch watching a television program or playing with a computer. If you're out playing in the yard, and that's, you know, call CPS. There's something wrong with these people. And the same thing applies to our possessions. You know, we have a lawsuit in Wayne County, and it is saying that the police are stopping and seizing cars simply because people are entering or leaving certain areas. This is Wayne County, Michigan, Detroit. A 50-year-old Detroit resident, Melissa Ingram's car, was seized twice by police for alleged crimes that she was never suspected of committing. You know what the basis for seizing her car was? I mean, they didn't even find a joint that's, you know, sitting on the floor of the car. Now, they just said that she drove in or out. You drive in or out of an area that is a high crime area, they will take your car. That's the standard in Detroit. Does that include the fact that it is an area where police are known to steal cars from people for no reason at all? Does that make it a high crime area? Because that's really what's going on here, right? Yeah, it's a violation of the 4th, 8th, and 14th Amendment, say her lawyers. But it is standard operating procedure. Maybe President Trump could do something to highlight that and overturn that. Because it's happening primarily to poor people and people of color. You want to reach out. We'll be right back.
We're seeing unprecedented orders for storable foods. I would have storable foods because 2020 is a very dangerous year. The bubble is so huge and could pop. I hope it doesn't. It's incredibly dangerous and it'll cause. Well, you don't need me to tell you what'll happen if this giant bubble pops. So I've been promoting storable foods to everybody because they're high quality. It's insurance you can eat. It lasts 25 years. We go out and find the very best companies that have the very best quality at the very lowest price. And that's My Patriot Supply. And then so that I have my own private label of their full spectrum of food, we private label it as InfoWar Select. And they are saying that they've never sold this much food. They're still able within 7 to 10 days to ship it to you. If you get your orders in on their small orders, their big orders, 7 to 10 days, it will be shipped out to you if you get your order in now. But just as sure as the sun came up, it's all selling out right now. So get your orders in for high quality storable foods right now for all the reasons out there. And it's insurance you can eat and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Well, it's here, the year 2020. World governments out in the open. We've got the predicted mass pandemics, and they're calling for global government as the answer. And we've got massive, huge censorship taking place that's coordinated by big tech and banks against people that promote America and guns and freedom and Jesus and the family and the protection of the unborn. Wow. Yes, now we know we're right. The New World Order's real. Satanism's real. The pedophile elite are real. But we're real as well, and we love God, and we're standing up and saying no. But I just want to make the point here, 1 month into 2020, that we have never been in Kansas. We have never been in some smallville place that didn't matter. Everything we do, every decision we make governs the future of our species and everything we've gone through and everything we're going to go through. So it's an incredible time to be alive. I'm going to thank you all for being aware and being involved. But just remember, your action now via prayer, word of mouth, and financial support of InfoWarsStore.com is critical. So please take action.
It's amazing that we have the only patented nano silver that's been found by Homeland Security to take out SARS, which is the same family as the coronavirus. We have it in our super silver toothpaste. We have it in our super blue toothpaste. We have it in the immune gargle products. And, of course, it's in the super silver wound gel that is sold nationally. We just private label it from the people that produce it, the nanotech company out of Colorado. And we have a stockpile of it, but we've already sold half of the stockpile of it, and I'm still offering the products at 40 to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com until they sell out, which most of these products are set to sell out within days or then about another week. So go to InfoWarsStore.com to get your immune gargle, to get the toothpaste, and to get the Super Silver Wound Gel. But the immune gargle is what is so important because you gargle with it and can also drink it. InfoWarsStore.com.
There's a lot of phony garbage out there in the world. A lot of people that never deliver. Well, I'm here to tell you, InfoWars has delivered in royal flush, in a handful of Ace of Spades, because of God, because of the audience of activists, and because of the great team at InfoWars. And we are all a team, ladies and gentlemen. So right now, humanity's awakening. It's explosive. It's powerful. It's incredible. But there's major obstacles coming down the road, and the only way we can effectively fight the NWO and stay in the game like InfoWars is the tip of the spear is your financial support. We make it really easy at InfoWarsStore.com. But I am blowing through our backup money right now with our reporters doing triple the work they ever have because they volunteered to do it. And Owen and the rest of the crew will fight 18 hours a day, 7 days a week during this election year that's so critical, but they need the financing to put them in the field. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and fight for your own future.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I was just talking about what was happening in Detroit, where they said, well, we can take your car because you're driving into an area that is known to have high crime. And they did it to a lady who is now suing them. But they will also, in Detroit, take your car, as they did to this one lady, for $10 worth of marijuana under civil asset forfeiture. In another example, they stole a guy's car, and he's been trying to get information on this for 3 years. Actually, longer than that. It was seized in 2015, but he's been waiting for 3 years to get a hearing. Under Michigan law, he's supposed to get a prompt court hearing. Why did they take his car? Well, they said you don't have valid insurance, so they took his car. This is typically being done to people who are poor. Because you have to, they want you to settle this with them out of court, because they apply very high court fees for you to even start the process. So typically, most of the people who don't have a car that's worth, that much will just, settle with them. But this particular guy is finding them. So if you don't have your insurance, if they find $10 worth of pot, or if you just even drive into an area that's known to have high crime, they say, that's justification for stealing your car. They don't have to charge you with a crime. They don't have to convict you of anything. And they don't have to, even if it's illegal to have pot, $10 worth of weed, and they're going to take her car for that? I just talked about it in the context of President Trump's State of the Union. You know, he was talking about a vet who had had PTSD because he was in, I think it was Afghanistan that he'd been in. He came back. With his PTSD, he got addicted to drugs, and he went to jail for several sentences. It wasn't anything violent, but he was homeless. He was drug addicted. He had a jail sentence behind him. And then a small private company gave him a chance to learn some building trade skills, and they helped him with a place to live, and now his life is back on track. But at the same time, another guy in another jurisdiction ran afoul of the mandatory minimum laws. And even though he was, same situation, a vet who came back and got addicted and became homeless and had a couple of misdemeanor convictions and spent some time in jail. And then they found him with, had a guy knock on his door, a cop, and bought enough marijuana to make two joints. And now he's going to jail for life. This is insane. And if you think that this isn't going to happen to you, just think about the fact this guy lost his car because he didn't have valid insurance. If we don't have due process, if we don't have protection against excessive fines, if we don't have juries that are willing to stand up to a criminal justice system, quote-unquote justice system, this can happen to anybody and everybody. And we need to be reforming this for everyone rather than patting ourselves on the back because a private company saved this guy. It wasn't the American justice system that got reformed that helped him. No, it was a private company that helped him, a small company that helped him. I'm glad that that happened. But let's understand that our problems are not being solved by government. Government is the problem, and it remains the problem because of these things that have been there since Ronald Reagan, mandatory minimums. That's what's filled up our jails. We have in L.A. politicians trying to seize a private apartment building because this guy's going to go up on the rents. Now, how did this happen? You've got a city council member, Gil Cedillo, introduced a motion to ask the city to study its options to seize a 124-unit apartment building. The property is currently under an affordability covenant that requires its owner to rent out a number of its units at below market rates. Now, this is a tale of Marxism and socialism here, folks. Because it's really, you know, Marxism and socialism is nothing but theft. It's a kleptocracy. It's ruled by thieves, and thieves steal. The covenant is set to expire soon. This below, that means that he's got to rent out a certain number of them at below market values, meaning that rents on some 59 units out of the 124 units will increase to market rates. And that means that they could go up on the rent by as much as $1,000 per unit. That's how much they're saving off of this. And so the owner said, oh, I think that's a brilliant idea, but I need to know, are we in Cuba or Venezuela? Yeah, good question. Are we in Cuba or Venezuela? You know, I have an article here about Bernie Sanders. Said he hated JFK. He goes, can you imagine this guy trying to harm Cuba? He said, Cuba was great. Well, you know, this guy who owns this property here, if Bernie Sanders gets elected, then it will be Cuba and Venezuela. It's exactly what it'll be. I mean, Bernie Sanders loves the Sandinistas as well. Bernie Sandinista. Anyway, he said he purchased the development company about 20 years ago, the one that built it. He said the building's construction had been financed by a number of government grants and loans, including a $5.5 million loan from L.A. In 1986. The condition of that loan back in 1986 was that the developer would rent out units in the building at below market rates for 30 years. So that means they're going to expire in June of 2019. That was when they were supposed to expire. So a year and a month earlier, in May 2018, he started sending notices to tenants that the rate was going to go up when that expired in a year and a month. And so then when June 2019, a year and a month later, several tenants, with the assistance of the Legal Aid Foundation of LA and the National Housing Law Project, sued him, claiming that the eviction notices that they'd gotten a year and a month earlier did not give them proper notice. The lawsuit was dropped in July after a compromise where the owner agreed to extend the affordability covenant on the property for another 10 years in exchange for the city wiping out the debt that he still owed on the redevelopment loan. But he eventually decided not to go through with that deal because he said that he had no hope that once the extended affordability requirement expired, that activists and the city wouldn't just try to pressure him again into maintaining below market rents at the building. So he's finally wising up. You can't do deals with communists and Marxists because they don't honor anything, right? Every time they tell you something, it's just a means to an end. And that end is to end private property ownership. In the same way that Bernie is calling for a federal takeover of all electricity production. You think that's a good idea? All you people who have invested in electric cars, what are you going to run them on when Bernie is running the electric grid in Washington? You think he's going to be able to do that? Because he's going to shut down what basically is powering the grid. You need to have steady state power in order to power an electric grid. You can use renewable energy, like solar power, and you can use wind power and that type of thing. You can use that if you're off the grid and you've got proper battery storage. But if you're on the grid, you have to have rock steady power delivery. And the only way that you can do that right now, and they don't have this a solution of this anywhere on the horizon. The only way that you can do that is with what they call fossil fuel plants. In order to do that, you've got to cycle these fossil fuel plants up and down. It's like trying to, you know, the fuel economy that you get running a car through a city and stop and go traffic. What happens to your fuel economy there? What happens to your emissions there? Duh. We'll be right back.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. ChillForce is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to BrainForce Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get ChillForce today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak.
Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
This should really be easier than it is. I'm not here giving you a sales pitch. I'm pointing out the way forward, things that I've discovered that I absolutely know work, that if you will listen to me and try them out for yourself, you will see how amazing it is. And then your support of the product we're selling will help you and will help us, and it's symbiotic. My friends, I harp and harp and harp about iodine because it's the good halogen, fluoride's the bad halogen. And people told me about it for years and I didn't listen, and I'm so thankful that finally I listened to Dr. Group like 8 years ago and started taking true iodine, atomic iodine. We've got it back in stock, X2, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm telling you, folks, get it. It's amazing. Discover the benefits, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. You can't lose unless you don't take action. We've got three big sales going right now, and one of them has to end within a week, and that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2, our best-selling deep earth crystals, iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body, and I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So just check it out for yourself, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. And then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together, super high quality, winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue, get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win.
The demand for food has not let up. We are selling record amounts of it. Everybody else is basically already sold out, or they have giant wait lists. Our suppliers have it in-house. It's taken 7 to 10 days to deliver because, again, they have to package it. They're running 24 hours a day. But in a few days, they're telling me it may go to a longer wait if you haven't gotten your order in. So I wouldn't procrastinate. We wanted this virus to be petering out. We wanted it to just be hype. Looks like it is really, really bad and is man-made. And so that's why we're seeing the huge freak out. So get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. That helps fund our operation. It's insurance you can eat. A total 360 win. Again, get your food and actually get it delivered at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your order in. It's locked in, guaranteed 7 to 10 days. InfoWarsStore.com. And regardless, it funds the operation. We also have the immune guard with 40% off. We are going to sell out of that, but I'm just keeping it at that sales price. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Well, I said I was going to talk about work bans, so let's talk about that, because this is the other thing that the Democrats want to ban. They want to ban pretty much everything that you want to do, including meat, but they also want to ban your ability to work. That's why Elon Musk loves Andrew Yang so much, because, you know, they're going to ban work and they're going to put you on welfare. That'll teach you. That'll keep you in your place, right? Universal basic poverty. We have in California right now, they said they're going to protect workers. Well, they're going to protect them, as Reason points out, by outlawing their jobs. Assembly Bill 5 was supposed to constrain the growth of the so-called gig economy. In practice, it's closing off opportunities. Now, why do you need to constrain that, right? Why is that necessary for them to constrain it? No, the intention, this is not something that went off the rails. That's where I disagree with their basic take on this. This is not an unintended consequence. The consequence is to make you dependent on them for everything. They have for the longest time. That's what's really behind the banning of cars, the gradual making cars illegal. And, of course, Bernie says, among other things, besides nationalizing electricity production, he wants to ban all production of anything that can be called a fossil fuel. So if you keep your car, you're not going to be able to get any fuel to run it on, right? Not at an affordable price. It's kind of like what they have decided that they're going to do with firearms. If they can't ban the firearms, they'll make the ammunition so expensive and prohibited that you won't be able to get any of it. So you'll basically have clubs to defend yourself with. You'll be like Davy Crockett at the Alamo, that famous picture, right? Where you swing in the club. You know, as far as the cars go, you can put them on display and you can look at them and you can polish them and so forth, but you're not going to be able to drive them because you can't get any fuel. But let's get back to the jobs. We'll get the cars here in a second here. So on January the 1st this year, this bill went through and it makes exceptions for certain types of activity, you know, because you got to arbitrarily draw the line and allow people in healthcare to do gig economy and part-time work or commercial fishing or writing a grant, you know, because we have to have more environmental studies because that's how they extend government. So we got to be able to write grants. Let's not have any restrictions on that. Hairstyling, that's okay. That's exempt from the law. Anything that has to do with fine arts, you know, that would include things like putting a crucifix in a jar of urine. That would be fine art. We're not going to interfere with your ability to do that. Journalists said, well, you know, you can have 35 submissions. We'll give you a partial exemption. We're not going to fully let journalism out there. But we'll let you have 35 submissions per year per client. And as a Hollywood Reporter asked the bill's author, Lorena Gonzalez, a Democrat, of course, we're talking about California here, they said, was that a little bit arbitrary? She says, yeah, you know, writing bills with numbers like that, that's a little bit arbitrary. And so as they go through this, though, they're talking about how, wait, this is really going to hamper journalists. Journalists are really hit hard. Well, look, government shouldn't have that kind of power. And government doesn't really have that kind of power. And we need to step up and not allow them to have that. And that begins by stopping them from getting any more control at the federal level. But again, they're coming after Uber and Lyft. They're going to be classified as people who are not going to be allowed to do this. Meanwhile, down in Tampa, you have an undercover cops went out and hired 118 handymen and then arrested them all for not having a license. It's for your protection, of course. Well, you know, if you have somebody who is a shady individual, and if you're worried that somebody's going to take advantage of you, then by all means, hire somebody who is licensed. Does that stop the fraud, though? Just because somebody's got a license from the government, does that keep them from being frauds? I mean, we have elected officials who are frauds, who steal from people, who defraud, who lie. No, of course, that has nothing at all to do with it. But again, they go out and they run a sting, hiring people for various tasks, building tasks and everything, and painting, building, installing recessed lighting, and they actually have undercover cops arresting people when they show up to do a job. Taking it to that level. And then we look at what's happening at the congressional level in terms of taking away jobs. This is all about shutting you down, shutting down the economy. At the congressional level, we have Democrats putting out a bill that many have called the worst bill in Congress. Now, that's saying something. That got my attention when I saw that headline on New American, because we got some pretty bad bills that are coming out of Congress. This is a compilation of dozens of extreme labor policy proposals from several years, all lumped together in one disastrous bill. And what they're trying to do is ram this through so they can try to get unions back. See, President Trump, in helping the economy here to perform, a lot of blue-collar Democrats have gotten jobs. And so what the Democrat strategy is, and all the Democrat presidential candidates have signed on to this, the top ones. Bernie Sanders has signed on to it. Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, Pete Buttigieg, Joe Biden. And 218 Democrats in the House have all signed on to this to make sure that you have got to be a union member. You at least got to pay them, even if you're not a union member. In other words, going to shut down the right to work. Well, why wouldn't they? I mean, you've got cops in Tampa arresting people because they show up to paint your house without a license from the government. Because, you know, you need to have a license to do that, right? You need to, everything is a privilege. Working is a privilege, but welfare is a right. Think about that. Or, you know, the job protection bill out in California. And so this particular bill, it's got 30 different provisions. Here's some of the most egregious ones. It violates workers' privacy, as it would force employers to provide unions that want to unionize a company. It would force the employer to turn over all your personal information. It would get rid of secret ballots. It would allow the unions to harass neutral third-party companies doing business with a targeted company. It would overturn the so-called franchise business model by requiring franchisers to become legally liable for workers employed by their franchisees, even though they do not hire, fire, pay, supervise, schedule, or promote them. It would also end the gig economy, just like they just did in California. You know, maybe, you know, that The Irishman, that movie that Scorsese did, or Netflix, I think it was, you know, pulling out aged actors out of cryogenic storage and then digitally altering them to look like they were young. I actually saw that. It's supposed to be about what happened to Jimmy Hoffa. Maybe Jimmy Hoffa's still alive, because this looks like the kind of organized crime that he would be involved in. But, of course, the spirit of Jimmy Hoffa lives through the Democrat Party. And these candidates, Sanders, Warren, Klobuchar, Buttigieg, Biden, all of them. When we come back, I want to talk about what happened in Oregon. There's a 1,000-truck convoy that showed up in the early hours of the morning yesterday. Why are they doing this in the early, early hours? And this is 1,000 trucks showed up. Well, because they're going to put all these people out of business with cap and trade. And the Democrats have already tried this last year, this organization. Last year, it's called Timber Unity, because the people they're going to be putting out of business are not only the truckers, but the timber industry in Oregon. That's what the Democrats want to do. They had the Senate Republicans walk out of the session last year in protest. One representative there, Carl Wilson from Grants Pass, said, "We feel like we're the guys in the Alamo and the reinforcements have just shown up," as he talks about these 1,000 trucks that showed up to talk about how they do not want to be forced into unemployment, to have their industry shut down, their jobs taken away, to become dependent on the state, because that is the bottom line, the goal of all of these Democrat policies. That'll make all of you dependent on AOC. That's basically it. She's going to run your life. Bernie Sanders is going to run the electricity grid. And AOC is going to tell you what you can eat. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I've got to really hand it to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. Your support and your help in rebooting Americana as a challenge to the globalist system of corporate tyranny has really caught hold, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. And President Trump's fearlessness when it comes to promoting Americana and basic liberty is amazing as well. He's still lacking on the big tech censorship, taking action against that in some other areas, but trying to end the wars, boosting our economy, speaking out against communist China. Trump's been doing an amazing job. But now more than ever, we really have to realize that we're being targeted because we are effective. And the globalists are beginning to lose their war against humanity in a big way. And so we're going to see some major fireworks out of them. But it's critical to not let ourselves get down when we see all the poison they spray at us. That's an attempt to demoralize us. We've got to remember that and stay focused and stay happy.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s,
researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
We now know that more than 60 million people are on total lockdown in China, and the food supplies and medical supplies are running out. We know the virus has already spread to more than a dozen countries, and many Chinese who escaped Wuhan are now confirmed to be arriving on the United States West Coast. We've now confirmed from major food suppliers across the United States that they've already run out of supplies of storable foods because of institutional and governmental buyers. That's right, the rich, the powerful, the elite, big corporations are now buying up food stores at alarming rates. InfoWars private labels for My Patriot Supply and ships right out of the very same factory. They called and let us know that they have bought food forward, that that's going to run out probably in a few weeks, and that people need to order now. They want to be able to get it within 7 to 10 days. But if people wait, it may end up being longer. But if you get your order in now at InfoWarsStore.com, you will be secured to get the food within 7 to 10 days. It was about a week and a half ago that my father came rushing into my office in the morning and said, "Son, you've got to see this. The company that holds the patents on the NanoSilver that's in our toothpaste, that's in our immune gargle, and that's in some of the other great products like the Super Silver Wound Gel, had reports from back in 2007 with the Pentagon working with A&M and Homeland Security, with the director of Homeland Security, certifying in a restricted document, confidential documents, was noted as that this had been proven in their secret test to be knocking out SARS. Well, ladies and gentlemen, regardless, now they authorized us to talk about this. I talked about it on the show last week, just hiding in plain view. This is a product that we had stockpiled and that we're still selling at 40% off or more with the combos, so that you can get it in your hands. It's something that's good for everyday use regardless, and it funds the operation. So InfoWarsStore.com for your immune gargle and other products that contain this key NanoSilver.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You know, we have five tech companies, typically headquartered in around San Francisco, California. Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Google, Facebook, they now account for 18% of the S&P 500 market cap. Just five companies. That kind of concentration of wealth, is that a good thing? Is that a good thing for the country? It's not working out too well for California or San Francisco, as a matter of fact. You take a look at what's going on there at ABC7. Reports that for $100,000, you can get a parking spot in an apartment building in San Francisco. $100,000. This is why people are looking to rent a 50-square-foot pod. You know, slightly bigger than a 4x8 sheet of plywood, right? That's 32 square feet. So you can get 50 square feet, and you can pay about $1,500 for that in San Francisco. And count yourself lucky, because you don't have to live out of your car. And count yourself lucky that you still got a car, because they're going to be banning those. They've already banned driving cars on one street in San Francisco. And you're going to start seeing in America, entire cities banning cars. It's already happening all over Europe, Germany, the UK, everywhere else. It's coming here as well. As one person in the UK pointed out, looking at the Daily Mail, looking at San Francisco, Ian Burrell, said the tech giants have turned San Francisco into a dystopian nightmare. One person interviewed, a professor in urban studies, probably loves cities. Matter of fact, you know, these people like the CEO of Lyft, he He wrote a long paper. He was schooled in urban studies. You know, he is a urban planner himself. That's why he wants you to not have cars. And he wrote a paper talking about how horrible cars are, the worst thing that man has ever invented, and cities are the best thing that man has ever invented. No, actually, Thomas Jefferson had it right. And you know, what he considered to be a city, nobody would even consider to be a small town today. But he said of cities at the time, Jefferson said, they are a threat to the health, the wealth, and the liberty of mankind. And boy, is that true with the mega cities that we have now, and especially true with what they're planning with the so-called smart cities for their slaves. He said, San Francisco's always had its hobos, said this urban studies professor. But we've never seen anything like this. It's become a vision of some kind of a strange dystopian future. Yeah, you know, I saw a joke meme about Nancy Pelosi ripping up the State of the Union speech behind Trump's back. And somebody said, well, she's from San Francisco. I'm surprised she just didn't poop on her desk. That's what you'd expect, right? But this guy said he can reel off damning statistics to back his claim that San Francisco symbolizes a descent into high-tech feudalism. That's right. They have the highest poverty levels, its worst rates of property crime, the biggest gap between top and middle incomes, and that's what's happening all over the country. That's what's really behind. That's the net outcome of what is going to happen with this UN 2030 agenda for sustainability. And that is the foundational idea behind all of these programs from all of these Democrats, every single one of them. If you look at their what they're putting out there, it is a program of centralized control and distributed poverty. That's what it is. You can call it whatever you want. Again, looking at this, you can call it progressive if you want, but it is progressively dystopian. These people in Oregon showing up, as I pointed out, early hours of the morning because, you know, these are working people. They're not legislators. These are truckers who showed up in the early hours of the morning. They went to another location and then parked their trucks as part of this convoy. They had 1,000 trucks. And then they had buses arranged to carry these guys back to the Capitol. So they had about 2,500 people in attendance. And this really, really annoyed the Imperial Democrats, just like in Virginia. See, it's always your freedom to work, your freedom to move, your freedom to eat what you want, your freedom to be able to live somewhere, your freedom to be able to travel outside of the city. If you got to work in the city, to be able to live in the suburbs, they hate all of that stuff. And then if you have the audacity to show up and even lobby your masters, oh, they get very angry. Here in Oregon, the committee chair, Fagan, straight out of Dickens, Fagan said that there is chaos here at the Capitol. We can't start the committee on time. It's frustrating when people try to shut down the Capitol. Where have you heard that before? So they didn't know this was coming. I guess they could have declared martial law. But as I've said, these people have a full plan for shutting you down and controlling everything that you do. As people in the military understand, you control people's communication. That's why they come after our speech on social media. You control their movements. That's why they're coming after transportation. They're coming after the people being able to use trucks for their jobs or people being able to commute or whatever. So you control speech, communication, you control movement, and you take away their ability to shoot, you have control of that population. That is the military objective. And quite frankly, this is a militarized plan for dystopia and for poverty and austerity. That's what the Democrats are offering us. And went on to say, as they were looking at this, these other Democrats, there is absolutely no respect in this building. How dare you come here and talk to, we are your masters, you know, just like Elizabeth Warren. She thinks that if she were to win the presidency, she would be a dictator. She would be able to hand out favors to college students who have debt, $50,000. Here you go. I don't even have to ask Congress for that. And if I don't like anything, that gas or oil, I'm going to ban that on day one. Because I'm, you know, you elected me dictator. And I'll be a benevolent dictator. In New York, we have de Blasio, according to the New York Times. They have the Brooklyn Queens Expressway. And again, this is coming from Jalopnik. Like I said, I like to read this BuzzFeed Associated automobile blog because it's kind of interesting to see how they pull people in and try to propagandize them about how evil cars are. And this is what this article is about. New York City might try fewer lanes on one of its busiest highways. Oh, that's right. So you got a problem because traffic's not moving. They said this expressway is an expressway only in the sense that the speed limit is 45 miles an hour and it doesn't have any traffic lights. But of course, you're not going to move more than about 1 mile per hour. It's so clogged. And for the most part, it's about three lanes wide, okay, each way. And so de Blasio has decided that what they should do to improve this situation, because it's so crowded that this 45-mile-an-hour expressway, people only moving 1 mile per hour, the solution is to close a lane. Yeah, that's right, to close a lane. Because they want to make it so unusable that you will voluntarily abandon your car. And this is, they point out, New York Times said, the notion of eliminating highway lanes is realistic because of another ambitious effort to move cars off of the road, congestion pricing. Next year, New York will become the first American city to charge a fee to drive into the busiest areas of Manhattan. And so then Jalopnik joins in and says, well, you know, perhaps people consider that gridlock and they'll resort to alternate forms of transportation, you know, like ride the bus or the subway, you know, where you can sit there on the seat that somebody's just vomited on last night that nobody cleaned up. This is what the Democrats have planned for you coming up if they win. We've already seen what they're doing at the state and local level. And we've seen what they're trying to do at the federal level as well. You know, earlier, as we're talking about cars earlier, I talked about how the biggest automobile manufacturing facility in the world makes 1.4 million cars annually. It's a part of Hyundai and Kia. They've had to shut down because they can't get parts out of China. Just think about that. Think about the economic consequences. You know, I talked about this a couple of weeks ago with Gerald Celente. He said this could be the pin that bursts the economic bubble. They've been dumping and easing and so forth into the markets. You know, we've had about $6 trillion dumped into the various markets. They call it the repo market. It's not important what that is. The important thing is $6 trillion dumped into it to try to keep the markets from crashing. And governments around the world have been doing that. Now in China, because of their concern about the coronavirus, they have now shut down the places that are making automobile parts that sustain the operations at the Hyundai plant. So when you look at what is happening with this, do you think that it would be wise to make some preparations for some worst-case scenarios and some disruptions in our economy that is based on just-in-time delivery? Take a look at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got great packages of storable food. If you don't need it now, it'll last for 25 years. Made in America, non-GMO, InfoWarsStore.com. You can also get various nano-silver products.